Hello, fans, and welcome out to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I am Spencer Schling here with KCNR Radio, Shasta Redding. And it is great to have you out here with us under blue skies. Few clouds out here covering the sun. Just a nice shady night out here at Tiger Field to start off as we get these starting lineups there from the Cal State Peloteros. This is the third meeting between the Redding Colt 45s and the Cal State Peloteros this weekend. Colt 45s are 23 wins and 3 losses on the season. They've won both matches, both on Thursday and Friday last night. They won 5-1 on Thursday and 11-8 last night in a much higher scoring game that I was on the call for. Winning pitcher last night from the Colt 45 starting the game and pitching 5 innings, getting 7 strikeouts to his name, was Nate Sheriff. So the Colt 45s here tonight looking for the series sweep and their 10th win in a row. As mentioned, they are 23 wins, 3 losses, and they have won 9 straight. So looking to keep that going here and complete the series sweep. The Colt 45s tonight rocking white pants with a camo jersey top. First time seeing those my 2 seasons here out at Tiger Field with the yellow lettering and yellow numbering. Short sleeve camo jerseys, military style. Pretty sweet jerseys that they're rocking tonight. And it is MLB night, so a lot of MLB jerseys out here in the crowd at Tiger Field as the stands continue to fill and the line out the gate. Still purchasing tickets to get in and get to their seats as we are just a few minutes away from the first pitch, 10 minutes or so roughly, and pending the national anthem and finishing off the starting lineups here, we will be back with you guys. But the Colt 45s, again, tonight it's going to be Austin Pasma getting the nod, and it will be my first time seeing him out here at Tiger Field on the campaign. Austin Pasma will be on the mound, giving the nod to Bob Anderson again in baseball. So again, yes, the Colt 45s rocking some military-style camouflage jerseys here with the white bottoms and the black belts and the Cal State Peloteros, a little bit of a different look as well, as they were rocking all gray last night. Tonight they will wear black jerseys with red lettering and numbering, or white lettering and red numbers on the front and the back, which is pretty cool looking, rocking the same gray pants as previous nights, as last night at least. And we will get the national anthem here for you guys momentarily, and we'll bring it right back here as I believe the San Luis Sound will be giving us tonight's rendition of the national anthem just momentarily.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Thank you to the Sandlot Sound Music for that beautiful rendition of our nation's anthem. And now, as we head even closer to the first pitch time again, Colt 45 is looking for the sweep here at Tiger Field in their 10th consecutive win, which would put them at 24 wins and 3 losses on the season. Just an incredible campaign all the way around from top to bottom. We've seen a lot of different players tonight. The infield looks exactly the same as far as 3, 4, 5, and 6 spots as they played incredibly last night as well. Obviously, 8 runs allowed, but only 1 run allowed or 0 runs allowed through those first 6 innings. So looking to keep that one going here if you're the Colt 45s. Lineup starting off for the Peloteros, we have Smith manning first and batting first. Out in right field and batting second, we have Floyd Wozelchuk again in that 3 spot, manning left field once again. batting cleanup and playing short once again is going to be Lopez. Miller at second, batting fifth. Hackney behind the dish, batting sixth. Nickel out in center field. First, we'll see him tonight, batting seventh. Batting eighth is going to be McKinnon at third. And the designated hitter on the night is batting ninth, rounding it off. And the pitcher for the Peloteros tonight is going to be Williams. The first, we'll see him in this series. And for the Reading Colt 45s, on the defensive side of things, around the horn, again, we have Preston Conklin at third, Mark Anthony Carroll at short, Deegan Paulos at second, and Andrew Mora at first. Again, a very impressive performance from that infield last night, looking to do it once again. In the outfield, from left to right, we have Tyson Bragg in left, D'Amico Parker in center, and Timmy Ayers in right. Behind the dish is Tyler Jones, getting his first nod of the series here tonight. And again, getting the baseball tonight on the mound from head manager Bob Anderson is going to be Austin Pasma out of Fresno City College. So a few announcements here for MLB night, and getting a lot of the kiddos out of Cottonwood in the Reading area out here to the ballpark. Some Little League All-Stars teams. But here are some career highlights in the and on the PA system. In the major leagues. On July 10th, 1970, have some MLB talk for some local professional baseball players over the past few years. And again, just a couple minutes away from first pitch here tonight. Scheduled start time is 7:15. As a round of applause from the crowd here again.
Less than 1% of all pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Another beautiful night out here at Tiger Field. Opportunity for the Colt 45s to get the job done. 10 wins in a row and get the series sweep, which would be their third series sweep in a row, which is rather impressive as well, just adding on to the accolades this team has put together over this campaign.
They also got a base hit.
As we continue to get some PA announcements for tonight's MLB night being celebrated out here at Tiger Field, and also a little bit of more or less military appreciation night as well with those camouflage jerseys the Colt 45s are rocking tonight, which look great with those yellow numbers contrasting as well. So again, Conklin at third, Mark Anthony Carroll at short, Deegan Paulos at second, and Mora at first around the horn from left to right in the outfield. Tyson Bragg left, D'Amico Parker center, Timmy Ayers right, Tyler Jones at catcher, and Austin Pasma on the mound. And that is how this game will start tonight. And if you're the Colt 45s, you're just looking to bring runs around yet again and do great on the infield. That is how it starts, as we get a lot of praise and some standing ovations here at Tiger Field from those PA announcements. And again, the Colt 45s last night out hit and outscored their opponents, the Cal State Peloteros, in that 11-8 victory. However, they did strand 11 runners on base based off of hits or walks or hit batsmen. All three of those were reasons the Colt 45s got on, but they did strand 11. Both in the fourth and the sixth inning, they stranded three. They were left with bases loaded, which is rather unfortunate. And we are going to get and actually see an unveiling of a new sign out in right field, possibly a former MLB player out here. Couldn't quite hear what all that PA system information was. We'd have to assume it's another jersey as it's out there next to that number 9 that's already in right field. And if I'm not mistaken, that'll be Preston Conklin doing the honors out there. And a brand new jersey out there in the rafters in deep right field. Number 39, see if we can get that name to you as possible. Another MLB jersey being retired out here at Tiger Field next to all the jerseys and all the other jersey and all the other sponsors out there. Again, 310 down right field, 370 in right center. Deepest part of the ballpark in center field is going to be 406 feet. Out by the scoreboard is going to be 358. And 320 down left field. And out that by the scoreboard, by that I mean in left center, will be 358. And now taking the mound is going to be Austin Pasma for your Redding Colt 45s again. Got some shoes to fill after the great performance last night from Nate Sheriff, who allowed just one hit and one walk and zero runs on five innings pitching and seven strikeouts to his name. Tyler Jones behind his battering mate, looking to get the job done as well. While we have time, might as well run you guys through the lineup for the Colt 45s. When we do see them on the offensive side of things, it's going to be Timmy Ayers starting again, leading off, followed by Tyson Bragg second, Preston Conklin third. Batting cleanup is going to be Andrew Mora, Braden Chiarito, the DH for the night yet again. Tyler Jones will be batting sixth, D'Amico Parker seventh, Mark Anthony Carroll moving down to eighth, and Deegan Palos rounding it off again tonight. And the Colt 45s, as mentioned, looking for win number 10 in a row, 10 consecutive wins, which is hard to do in just a 40-game season, especially coming off of a series loss to those West Coast Kings just about a month ago, as Austin Pasma concludes his warm-up pitches here. It will be Smith yet again, the left-handed batter for the Peloteros, leading off tonight and for this offense the rest of the way through, barring a substitution, of course. Another beautiful night at Tiger Field. The sun has peeked out yet again. There is a lot more clouds in the sky, but nothing crazy. Just light shadows. Just touching the infield grass and a little bit of left field so far early on. So again, out here at Tiger Field, if you've been here before, you know right field is where the sun will be setting. Well, the sun will be setting behind us, hitting towards right field. So that will be the last place to be covered and shaded. So right field could be the most complicated place to play here in the first couple innings. But not too long before the lights will be turned on out here at Tiger Field as well in Redding Colt 45, as they do turn them on nice and early just to make sure players don't have anything to worry about. And we are going to get underway here on Saturday, July the 11th, in a series that's already been decided, but an opportunity for the sweep here from the Redding Colt 45s. Here's the first pitch coming from Pasma, and it's going to just miss for ball one. Vaughn Smith, and first pitch coming in at 7:17 tonight, 1 minute later than last night. But not a big deal as Pasma appears back in. The right-handed pitcher misses just low for ball two. Jones making a good pick off the dirt there. Again, much more shade here. Missing just slightly again. This one a little high from Pasma. Still trying to find his spot and hit the zone. 3-0 count. Threatening the four-pitch walk to open the game. And he hits the bottom of the zone and looking to walk away there with Smith, but he'll have to make his way back into the box. Right on left matchup here, the left-handed hitter Smith and the right-handed pitcher Austin Pasma. First at-bat of the night, swung on hard, and it will go foul right towards the Colt 45's dugout. But ducking and getting out of the way is head coach Bob Anderson and a photographer in there, a cameraman, actually inside the field. So we got a full count here and a payoff pitch pending, and that is the way this game will begin. Picking up right where we left off with some tight battles and tight matchups. Here's the payoff, swung on hard, and it will go foul yet again towards left field and towards that dugout and the locker room for the Colt 45's. So we will do it again here. And still a full count. Pasma kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, and that will be strike three. Sitting him down after a 3-0. Three straight balls coming from Austin Pasma. He figures it out. Throws four strikes in a row and gets him swinging. Gets Smith swinging on that fourth one. And that will be the first out of the night. And the first batter faced is going to be punched out by Austin Pasma. Now due up is Floyd. It'll be Carson Floyd. Thank you to Chad Johnson on the PA system getting that first name to me. See if we can do better with that tonight. He'll be manning right field as well, as this one misses just high. On the defensive side of things, Carson Floyd will be out in right field for the Redding Colt 45s. Pitch coming in, swung hard by Floyd. It's going to find some space in left center field, and it will be a nice stand-up single, and that will open the offense tonight for Floyd and the Cal State Peloteros. Second pitch swinging. swung nice and hard, great contact swing, finds its way about perfectly in between, right in line with the scoreboard out here at Tiger Field, perfectly in between left fielder Tyson Bragg and center fielder D'Amico Parker, and it'll sit there. Rolls just a little bit, Parker able to corral it and get it back in, not threatening for a double by any means, but a good-looking single, and that is how the offense will start for the Peloteros. Now due up, watching this one miss high, is Wazelchuk. Wazelchuk took 1 yard last night. We saw a two-run shot coming back in the sixth inning, if I'm not mistaken, which really opened up the game and gave them their first lead of the night, actually, in the following inning. Really opened the scoring there as he will swing and foul this one back, and a little bit of frustration from him as well. Just thought that was one he could really level out and bring some runners across, possibly. Still scoreless in this top of the first inning. 1-1, 1-1, one out away. Runner on first in Carson Floyd for the Peloteros. Obviously, the Colt 45's yet to see the field. Big swing and a miss, or on the offensive side of things, yet to get in the batter's box. 1-2 count now, swing and a miss coming from Wazelchuk. Now an opportunity for the second punch out for Austin Pasma here in the inning and in the match. Pasma looks off Floyd. Runner going, swing and a miss for strike three, but stealing second is Carson Floyd. So back-to-back strikeouts, or two out of three batters faced, two strikeouts coming from Austin Pasma. But stealing second will be Carson Floyd, and now with two outs away, he will be in scoring position for Lopez, the shortstop tonight for the Peloteros. Also played shortstop last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Number one, here is Lopez.
And this will be Cruz Lopez, shortstop last night as well. Came around to score last night, was 1-for-4 on the night. But the left-handed batter with an opportunity had a couple pop-ups in the infield, if I remember correctly, as this one's going to hit the top of the zone for strike one. And this could really go either way here, this top of the first inning with two outs away, but a runner on second in scoring position. Can either open the scoring early or give the Colt 45s an opportunity to lead throughout the game. Again, if they can get the offense going as they did last night early on, as this one misses just low and leaving up the count 1-1. Cruz Lopez buying his pitch here.
Save that energy for the game.
Floyd with just a semi-long lead off second base. No big threat to steal. Here's the 1-1. Hits the zone. Painting the corners there is Austin Pasma for strike two. He's got an opportunity to retire the entire side via the K. And we'll see if he can get it done here. Right-handed pitcher out of Fresno City College. And standing at 6'6", 210 pounds, tall guy. Here's the 1-2 that is fouled back towards the locker room of the Colt 45s yet again. So count will remain as is. One ball, two strikes. Runner on second, two outs away. In a scoreless top of the first ball game. Now, left for the Pantera, 20. Both part of this one swung hard. Apologize. Go short way, and it will be 4-3 put up for higher the side. So threatening is the game, Peloteros, but they do strong as we head to the bottom of the first inning. We are seeing if they will prepare with letting the last day prepare and then by of experience. Thinghead.com, 530-223-1332. 5-3-2-3-13-30.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the bottom of the first inning. The Colt 45s and Cal State Pelotero still scoreless, but this is the first offense we will see from the Colts here tonight. Timmy Ayers, followed by Tyson Bragg and Preston Conklin, due up. And should the inning continue, batting cleanup tonight is going to be Andrew Mora manning first. Quick handshake there with the home plate umpire coming from Timmy Ayers, the left-handed batter. And manning right field tonight. As I believe he was out in left field last night. Wouldn't be too hard to find that if that fact-checked that. As first pitch coming in from Williams, called strike, paint in the corners for strike one. That's how it'll start for the defense, for Williams and the defense behind him for the Cal State Peloteros, which, again, the infield looking very similar than last night. I don't think it's exactly the same like the Colt 45s is on the infield, but similar, as this one misses just outside to even up the count 1-1. Again, scoreless in this bottom of the first inning. Sun is still making its way down, making its descent, but the cloud cover behind me has pretty much shaded the entire field for now, just different colors of shadows, obviously with tree lines and stuff like that, and the sun hitting the very back of the diamond as this one misses low for ball two. So 2-1 count now for Williams in his battle with Ayers. Ayers now watches one go down the heart of the zone, even up the count 2-2. A good-looking pitch there from Williams. A lot of movement on that ball. On its way in, finds the middle of the zone. And now two balls, two strikes, zero outs away, nobody on. First at-bat of the night for the Colt 45s, which I believe yesterday was actually a walk. To open up, a little poke there from Ayers. It's going to find its way over second base, and it's going to be a stand-up single for Timmy Ayers, and that is how the offense will start for the Redding Colt 45s. Timmy Ayers starts things off in a positive way tonight. And now the bat girl, Lacey, getting a little bit of praise from the Colt 45s and the fans out here at Tiger Field, making the long run over there. Left-handed batter, obviously the bat's going to end up a little bit further away from that third base dugout. But on Tyson Bragg, his first bit of burn here, if I'm mistaken. This one misses high for ball one. He's out there patrolling left field, the home of Timmy Ayers last night, I believe, and commonly Tyler Zanheiser as well, who got the night off tonight. We saw him in center field, D'Amico Parker, reclaiming that position tonight for the series finale. And again, a series that has already been decided as far as the wins-loss column. However, the Colt 45s would love to keep the win streak going, improve to 10 wins, double digits, and the Peloteros would like to go home with something other than three losses. Make that long trip back home as Williams, just with a few command issues early on here, 3-0 count now, and threatening a four-pitch walk to Tyson Bragg. And finds the zone, does what he can to stay alive, gets the job done there, and Tyson Bragg will have to swing at something close now, you'd assume. 3-1's the count, three balls, one strike, nobody out. Timmy Ayers on. No lead coming from him as of yet. Peering in at him is Williams. Now he kicks some deals, the 3-1 swung on, fouled back off the screen and back into play, actually, but it will be a foul ball, and it will be a full count. A payoff pitch is pending. That is the second time now, once from both Williams and on the other side of things on the mound for Austin Pasma, where they've turned a 3-0 count into a 3-2 count. So solid battles here coming from both sides on the mound. And we'll see if Williams can follow Pasma's path, where he got a strikeout after a 3-0 count, as this one misses high, and he will get the 90 feet for free. Stealing was Ayers, but it is going to be a walk for Tyson Bragg in his first at-bat of the night. So runners on first and second. Great start here if you're the Colt 45s. Not ideal if you're the Peloteros, but nothing too threatening so far. But a runner is in scoring position for Preston Conklin, right-handed batter. who's manned third base, and he's done it incredibly, if I must say, especially last night, making some incredible plays. I think the last two games I've called, as he shows bunt and then pulls away as this one misses low for ball one. I think the last two games I've called out here last night, and then obviously a couple weekends ago, Jacob Green, who will be back next weekend. He will also be out tomorrow, but next weekend he will be here on KCNR Chastel Ready, making the call for you guys as this one hits the corner of the zone and some groans coming from the fans out here at Tiger Field, not agreeing with that call. First controversial call made by the home plate umpire tonight. One ball, one strike, runners on first and second. Yeah, Preston Conklin's done a great job defensively and offensively as well, as this one misses just barely, and I'll bring the count to two balls and one strike. Still scoreless in this bottom of the first. Dancing off second base is Timmy Ayers as this one misses inside at the knees of Conklin, and it'll bring the count up to three balls and one strike. And threatening low to the bases with zero outs off two back-to-back walks is Williams, which is not optimal to start off a ball game, of course. As this one will miss down in the dirt, and the bases will be loaded for the Colt 45s. Runners on first, second, and third, zero outs away. And now, the cleanup batter, Andrew Mora, with an opportunity to take this 1 yard and get the Colt 45s up early. Obviously, you just want to avoid hitting into a double play. As long as you avoid doing that, you're pretty much bringing a run across to score. We'll see if the Peloteros, there's a meeting on the mound. We'll see if they decide to try to gun down the runner at third on the way home to avoid a runner scoring, and maybe even try to turn two after that if Andrew Mora does find a ball hit softly into the infield. But anything at the outfield should score at least one, as long as it's not too shallow in that outfield. Anything to right field will surely score one, you'd assume, barring an incredible throw out there, which is possible. We've seen it before from Wozelchuk. See if he can fire that ball in, anything to right field. And Andrew Mora, lucky enough for him, is a left-handed hitter. So if he can hit this down that first base line as he does so well, it will surely bring a run across to score if he can get out to the outfield as Williams hits the zone for a called strike one. And this one just misses the zone to even up the count 1-1. Good job there by catcher tonight, Hackney, keeping that in front of him. Hackney we saw in the outfield last night, but tonight he will be behind the dish as a battery mate of Williams. As this one hits the zone, good-looking pitch there. It'll bring the count to 1-2. Here in the scoreless bottom of the first inning, one ball, two strikes, nobody out, but bases are loaded. There's ducks on the pond for Andrew Mora and the Colt 45s. An opportunity here to bring some runs across. Here's the 1-2. Misses low at the knees. It'll even up the count 2-2. And digging back into the box here is Mora. Mora having some solid performances at first as well. As he'll swing this one, it'll go foul towards that Pelotero's dugout, and we'll do it again just a little bit early on that one. Little changeup coming in there from Williams, and you assume he tried to get him with the fastball now. But again, bases loaded, two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Williams kicks and deals the 2-2, swung on hard, it's going to go into deep left field, giving chase to it, and it might be gone. It is a grand slam to start off the game for Andrew Mora. It hung up there for a minute, not sure if it was going to go out, but it is going to be a grand slam, four batters faced and four runs coming across for your Redding Colt 45s. A grand slam from the cleanup batter, exactly how you draw it up if you are Bob Anderson in the Colt 45s. And the crowd here on their feet, cheers still coming around, and it looked pretty effortless there from Andrew Mora. How about that from the Colt 45s? Four batters to the plate and four runs come across with one swing of the bat. It is now 4-0 in this bottom of the first inning. How about that from your Redding Colt 45s? Getting the job done early. And now it'll be designated hitter, Braden Chiarito, another left-handed batter for the Colt 45s in this bottom of the first, as this one misses just outside for ball one. And obviously, left-handed hitter Andrew Mora hits that one into deep left field, and it gets caught by the net just over the wall as Williams evens up the count 1-1 with a called strike here. But hits probably just about 6 feet or so above the net down that third base line or out in left center field more of. Here's the 1-1 from Williams. This is inside the hands of Chiarito to bring the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. So 4-0 is now the score, 0 outs away for the Cal State Pelotaros. Colt 45's lead in the bottom of the first here. Yeah, that ball sitting in the air for quite a while, and it looked like it was going to die out a little bit, but no wind tonight whatsoever. I feel like every game I've called so far, there's been at least a little bit of wind, but tonight, nothing coming. Just a sit still out here at Tiger Field. This one's going to get chopped and find some empty grass. It's a fair ball right down the third baseline, right over the head of the third baseman. Looking to go two is Chiarito, sliding head first and not able to make the grab. There is Miller, and he will hold on second. It is a double from Braden Chiarito, and the Colt 45s are looking at 5 for 5 on the night. Only 3 hits, but 2 walks as well. They have brought everyone up on base and brought everyone across so far. We'll see if they can do it again here. Tyler Jones batting sixth tonight with a runner in scoring position, 0 outs away. Yeah, back to that home run, that grand slam it was. Andrew Mora got all of it, but it was sitting in the air for a while. I thought left fielder was going to get under that in Wazelchuk, but be able to bring one across a sacrifice fly, however, but it just kept on carrying and about as close to a home run or as close to not being a home run as possible, but it hits the very, very bottom of that net out there in left center field, which is a home run, and it is called grand slam for Andrew Mora. Now Tyler Jones with a 1-0 count in his favor swings that one down that shortstop line looking to turn two, and now in a pickle is Chiarito. Jones is safe at first, and now he is going to be tagged out, but Jones is going to take second. A great heads-up play there. So it's going to be just like a put-out in general while holding Chiarito off. So Chiarito gets thrown out on the 6-5-4, getting him in a pickle there for out number one. And Tyler Jones will get a single off of it and then slowly creep on over to second base while he was in a pickle. And now we'll get a courtesy runner in Tyler Zanheiser for the catcher tonight, Tyler Jones. So 1 out away, still a runner in scoring position in Zanheiser for Jones. And D'Amico Parker now, the center fielder, up tonight, and this will be the first I get to see of him in this series, as he will check swing a called strike. Didn't matter, hitting his bottom of the zone there. And trying to bring Zanheiser around here via the single from Jones, who is now at second. So 1 out away, 0-1 count, runner on second, Zanheiser. As this one gets thrown down into the dirt, keeping it in front of him well is Hackney, and it will even up the count 1-1. 4-0 is this ball game. 1 out away, and still in scoring position again is Zanheiser via the hit from Tyler Jones. As this one misses high, and I'll bring the count to 2-1. Zanheiser again with the night off tonight, but doing a little bit of running on the bases, which is something we saw from D'Amico Parker last night. Those two switch spots essentially tonight. Parker will take center field back from Zanheiser, and Zanheiser will run for the catcher, which we saw last night from Rowan Brown and D'Amico Parker. As this one's called strike. Even up the count 2-2 in this electric first inning, the bottom of the first, Colt 45s, again, winning 4-0. Don't want to sound like a broken record, but not too common is to score 4-0 in the bottom of the first inning. As this one misses, and we'll have a payoff pitch incoming, full count here. And Williams, really for the confidence, just needs to get a strikeout here and feel like he can get himself out of this hole and get those Peloteros back up on the offensive side of things. Here's the 3-2, misses low, and that will be issue a walk for D'Amico Parker. And now runners on first and second with 2 outs away, or with 1 out away, rather. So still looking for the double play, and playing double play depth is the Peloteros infield. And getting a talking to now will be Williams. Head coach comes out and has some chatter with him. No activity in the bullpen, of course. It is the bottom of the first inning. You'd like to see Williams go a few more innings, if possible, or at least escape this one with limited damage. But unfortunately, based off that grand slam, the damage has been done. It is 4-0, and due up is Mark Anthony Carroll, the second-to-last batter on the night, batting 8. So we might be able, with only 1 out, barring a double play, we will bat through the entire lineup here for the Colt 45s. During this break, good opportunity for some more FIFA World Cup action. The last couple quarterfinal matches today were played, where England bested Sorry, just making sure we got this. Markete Carroll's going to foul this one off for strike one. There's a little bit of confusion out here. And plunking a car in the crowd getting involved with that for strike one. Markete Carroll doing some damage in the wrong way, possibly, hitting one, fouling one out into the parking lot. Yeah, England besting Norway today, earlier today, in a 2-1 game that went all the way to extra time, 120 minutes. Two goals from Jude Bellingham, midfielder for England. One of the best players in the world right now. This one misses just low, evens up to count 1-1, and that is back-to-back games where Jude Bellingham has scored a brace for England and brought them through. They beat Mexico, of course, 3-2 in Mexico City at the Azteca, and in Miami today, two goals coming from Bellingham, one in regular time in the first half and one in extra time to give them the 2-1 victory over Norway, which had an impressive performance as Markete Carroll hits this one down that first base line out to right field. And loading the bases is Markete Carroll on a good-looking single, one out away, and bases are now loaded. But again, this is a problem we saw yesterday with Colt 45s. They got the job done still, and they scored 11 runs. But they had bases loaded and stranded all three multiple times last night, once in the fourth and once in the sixth. They stranded with bases loaded. Yeah, just a great performance. World Cup coming to an end here. Argentina and Switzerland currently playing the final quarterfinal match, who will get that last spot and play England on Wednesday, I believe. As Tuesday, France will face Spain, and the winner will move to the World Cup final. Loser will go to the third place game to face either, will face the loser of Argentina or Switzerland and England. So we will keep you guys posted on that Argentina-Switzerland game as well as much as possible as we continue to go through. But here at the ballpark, the bases are loaded, and it is a 2-0 count for Deegan Paulos, the bottom of the lineup. Here in the bottom of the first inning, bases are loaded, and the Colt 45s lead with a score of 4-0. Here's the 2-0 from Williams, misses high again, and Paulos now sitting the bat on the shoulder, looking to walk a run in and keep those bases loaded as well. In the last game of the series, you wonder if there's some personnel issues from the Peloteros. They might be running out of pitchers as well, which is why, as this one hits the zone for strike one, still being patient with Williams. Of course, it's the first inning. You'd like to, as I mentioned, you'd like to see him go a little bit longer, and you want to give him the chance to find himself here. There's a 3-1 check swing, fouled off, and Paulos tried to pull back on that one, but unfortunately he's going to get a piece of it. So now it's a 3-2 count, and we'll have the payoff pitch incoming. Bases loaded, one out away, full count. Here's the pitch. Hits the zone, and striking out looking is Deegan Paulos, and that is out number two here. So the bases will remain loaded, but batting all the way through is the Reading Colt 45s. And now it will be Timmy Ayers up for the second time this inning in what has been a 25-minute first inning so far. But again, bases loaded. They'd like to do some more damage if you're the Colt 45s if possible. Ayers came around to score on that grand slam in the top of the first inning. He singled. As this one's going to get framed just outside for ball one. Looked like he almost brought that into the zone, but not quite. 1-0 count here. Williams trying to get out of here with limited damage, but four runs is enough to win that first game between these two teams. The score was 5-1. This evens up the count 1-1. This one hits the top of the zone. No swing attempt from Ayers. But again, a very calm and cool night. Not breezy at all, but we were sitting at 95 at first pitch. However, I feel like that has changed a lot due to the sun making its descent. 2-1 count now. Let's cool things off quickly here at Tiger Field, Redding, California. Another reminder, another game coming tomorrow. Colt 45s will have a new opponent. This 2-1 misses just outside. It'll be 3-1, and again, threatening, walking in a run with bases loaded. Two outs away, 4-0, the Colt 45s lead in the bottom of the first. But tomorrow they will face the Yuba Sutter Stripers in a one-game series, just one game. They will make the trip north here, couple hour drive, as this one is going to be a walk, and that will walk in a run. It is now 5-0, the Colt 45s lead, and Ayers 2-for-2 on the night with a walk and a single. And Tyson Bragg will be up now, left fielder tonight, getting his second attempt in this first inning. 5-0, bases loaded still. Colt 45's lead. You got Parker on third, Mark Anthony Carroll on second, and Timmy Ayers on first. Tyson Bragg walked on that first at-bat, coming just about 10 minutes ago or so. Looking to do that again. If not, put some wood on the baseball and bring some runs across. Two outs here. Going on anything will be these three runners as he watches a called strike one hit the zone. Yeah, just a reminder to come out to the ballpark. Tiger Field, they play dang near every day, 4 days a week, usually at least. This one's chopped foul for strike two. Just a little early on it was Bragg towards that Pelotero's dugout. But Colt 45's coming down towards the end of the season, just about 13 games or so after tonight. So bring your family, bring your friends, and bring your appetite as well. Food and drink sold here at Tiger Field. A great opportunity to get out, get some sun, watch some baseball, and enjoy America's pastime. As this one's going to get fouled back from Bragg off the catcher, Hackney. And the home plate umpire notices some agony coming from Hackney, and he will just walk that one, a new baseball out to Williams before proceeding. A thumbs up coming from Hackney, which is something you love to see. Lacey, the Batgirl, doing it all, delivering some new baseballs to the home plate umpire. And three foul balls, or two foul balls, back-to-back, but watching a strike hit the zone as well. It leaves the count at 0-2, zero balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded in this bottom of the first at the Colt 45's lead with a score of 5-0, thanks to the grand slam from Andrew Mora, as this one misses high and wide for ball one. Brings the count to 1-2. 1-2 count. Digging back in now is Tyson Bragg. Williams looking to find his spots still. Here's the 1-2. Chop that hard, and it'll go foul, and we will do it again. That is the third foul ball we've seen actually hit the locker room of the locker room slash equipment room, whatever it may be over there, of the Colt 45s down that third base line. Just a little bit over the crowd in that third base club as well, which is obviously much better than hitting it into the crowd of that third base club. Here's the 1-2, swung on. He'll go foul again, just over my head and right on top of the tent with where the food is to bring your appetite. Absolutely, the quality food out here at Tiger Field, some of the best hamburgers and hot dogs I've ever had. And the ball will, just on cue, land right on top of that tent that they have protecting them from the sun. And as well, straight foul balls, just like that, as this one's going to miss just high, even up the count. Two balls now, two strikes, and two outs. Bases loaded. 5-0 is the score, as this one is going to just miss the zone and fill up the count. And now we have another payoff pitch pending. Williams threatening walking his fifth batter just here in this first inning and walking in yet another run. That would be back-to-back. Here's the 3-2, kicks and deals, runners looking to go. Chop that hard towards left field. Is it going to find some grass? It's going to be foul again, and that is the fifth foul ball coming from Tyson Bragg. Just a little smile and a shake of the head coming from him. Can't do much about it, just trying to level it out and put this one in play. But we will do it again. Now a 30-minute first inning. How about that? And it is still not over. Just one strike away from being over, but could bring some more runs across. Again, bases loaded here. Here's the payoff. Swung on hard. This one's going to stay fair towards center field, giving chase and finding some grass. It's going to score at least two. Coming around from second is Mark Anthony Carroll, and he will score a three RBI double coming in from Tyson Bragg, who is also now 2-for-2 on the night. He will be the lone runner there. Coming around is Timmy Ayers, Mark Anthony Carroll, and D'Amico Parker. The Colt 45s now lead 8-0 in this first inning. And we might be getting into the color commentary early tonight, folks, as, again, the bullpen now finally getting some action. A three RBI double from Tyson Bragg hit towards the scoreboard in left center field, playing pretty shallow, actually, was Nickel out there in center field and not able to go get chase to it in time as it caroms past him and actually hits the back wall. So three runner score coming around from third was Parker, from second was Anthony Carroll, and from first, all the way from first after working the walk, was Timmy Ayers. So now 8-0 is the score. Preston Conklin due up. Here's the 1-0. Misses just high, and it'll bring the count to 2-0. And incredible stuff here from this Colt 45's offense. Colt 45's offense. 8-0 they lead here in the bottom of the first inning, two outs away, but two balls, two strikes, another runner in scoring position off that three RBI double is Tyson Bragg, as this one hits the zone for strike one. 2-1 now. And about as action-packed of a first inning as you could ask for. besides it's just a lopsided first inning. Here's a 2-1 swung on hard by Conklin again to deep center field, giving chase to it this time. And making the squeeze on the back pedal is going to be Mickle. So that will retire the side. The Colt 45 strand one, but they score eight. How about that? Not something you hear every day. And they work through a time and a half through the lineup. We will head to the top of the second inning, where the Peloteros will have work to do. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trust the local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. It is Austin Pasma, still for his second full inning of work. As you'd assume, as he made quick work of that first inning, he is now feeling plenty rested as well after about 30 minutes of offense from the Colt 45, so he got a nice long rest. And him and Tyler Jones will be ready to dig back in here as battering mates and get the job done here in the second about as smoothly as the first. They'll have one hit, but stranded on second was Floyd in that top of the first inning. Due up will be Miller, Hackney, and Mickle. Should the inning continue, it will be McKinnon, who's manning third tonight. And again, designated hitter spot coming ninth tonight for the Peloteros, just trying something new, trying to maybe find some momentum through the entire lineup and even out the heavy hitters, as we saw from Wazelchuk, and we also saw last night from the designated hitter. Miller now the second baseman tonight, and he was second baseman last night as well, getting his first at-bat of the night. 8-0 ball game. They have a lot of work to do. They need to score one every single inning just to tie it and play flawless on the defensive side of things as this one hits the bottom of the zone for strike one. Good-looking pitches. A pair of strikeouts in that first inning from Austin Pasma. As a big cut and a miss there for Miller as well, swinging at some low cheese. Brings the count to 0-2. Now an opportunity for three strikeouts for Austin Pasma. Plenty of time to play with a pitch or two here, as this one's actually going to plunk the helmet of Miller, trying to duck out of the way, but it will hit him. And unfortunate there, Pasma, that one got away from him. Miller tries to duck out of the way, still hits him in the helmet, but he gives a nice jog that 90 feet to first base, letting everyone know he's okay. And I'm sure he's okay with that it hit the helmet. Obviously, safety first, but that's a free 90 feet in a when he was in a hole. Zero balls and two strikes. Austin Pasma now just digging back in. Tyler Jones giving him fresh baseball. And now getting his first opportunity at the plate tonight is going to be Hackney, the right-handed batter, who we saw bat a few times last night as well. Hackney last night was 1-for-4 as well, never came around to score, or 0-for-4 rather, with one strikeout. So looking to do better tonight, as this one misses for ball one. Pasma now, again, 6'6", got a lot of oomph behind the ball as this one swung on hard by Hackney, and he will get a single at least. Thinks about going two, but decides to hold up as it's right fielder Timmy Ayers firing that one back in there to Mark Anthony Carroll, but going to third is Miller, and now runners will be on the corners. A good-looking hit there into right field coming from Hackney. Jarrett Hackney with his first hit of the series, or at least between yesterday and today. I'm not entirely sure about Thursday's matchup between the two. Now due up is going to be Mickle. Getting his first at-bat here tonight. Runners on the corners, first and third, as this one's going to skip past Tyler Jones, making the throw back, but sliding in safe is Miller. Close call there. But Miller will come around to score, and the score is now 8-1 off the wild pitch. Brings home Miller. So that one just skips off the dirt right in front of Tyler Jones. Gets the mask off, is able to chase it down quickly back in the screen, but getting a good jump from third was Miller, and he comes around to score, and that's why taking that extra 90 feet is vastly important. And taking second as well was Hackney, and he will now get a courtesy runner there on second base as he's the catcher in tonight's contest. So Mickle now working a 1-0 count. Austin Pasma just misses the zone there for ball two, so now 2-0 count. Again, some controversy there coming from the crowd here. Don't exactly agree with that call. We're still in the top of the second inning, 8 for the Reading Colt 45s to 1 for the Pelotoros. And this one, Tyler Jones does a great job staying in front of that one as it was way down in the dirt and threatening bringing another runner around, or at least to third base, was the courtesy runner on second for Hackney. Would have surely gotten the third off that, but Jones is able to stuff that one and keep it in front of him. As this one misses down in the dirt, and it's going to be a four-pitch walk issued to Mickle in his first at-bat of the night. So now runners on first and second, zero outs away. And climbing out of the hole now is the Pelotaros, possibly. Obviously, you just got to take it one at a time. And now it's going to be McKinnon, number 8, the third baseman tonight for the Pelotaros, getting his first at-bat tonight. Had the night off last night as well. So looking to switch it up. Runners on the corners here, or runners on first and second, rather, as this one hits the zone. Good-looking pitch there from Pasma for strike one. Again, no outs here in the top of the second. 8-1 is the score of the ballgame. Big cut and a miss there from McKinnon. We'll bring the count to 0-2. And now looking to get back on the right side of things is Pasma here, looking to get a strikeout, which would be his third of the night after the inning started very similar before he hit Miller with that pitch. As this one misses low to bring the count to 1-2. 1-2, nobody out, runners on first and second. And Austin Pasma veers in, the right-hander. Pitch down just low, and it'll even up the count 2-2. Jones able to eat that one as well, keep that in front of him. He's done a great job there behind the dish tonight, just keeping everything in front of him other than that one that unfortunately brought a run around to score, but not much you could do about it as that one bounced shy of the actual batter circle. As this is a big swing and a miss, though, coming from Pasma, getting his get back for out number one and strikeout number three on the night. Here in the second inning, it'll still be runners on first and second, and it will be the designated hitter with runners in scoring position, Alisawi, number 36 for the Cal State Pelotaros.
Designated hitter, number 36, Zane Alisawi.
Runners on first and second, here's the pitch. Just short of the zone, not entirely sure where that one missed. Maybe just a little bit low for ball one. 8-1 is the score of the ball game here in the top of second inning. One out away, runners on first and second. 1-0 to designated hitter at the bottom of the lineup here, Zane Alisawi. As this one's fouled straight back and off of a pole, standing up by the screen and back into the field, almost right back to the glove of Austin Pasma. But that will be strike one, even up the count here, one apiece. Tyler Jones delivers a new ball to Pasma. And we will do it again. The sun now kind of breaking through the clouds, but it is pretty much set on Tiger Field. Just some stripes of sun coming through in deep center field and right field as well. Just back on the wall, and a big cut and a miss there from Alisawi. We'll bring the count to 1-2. An opportunity for back-to-back punch-outs would be Austin Pasma here, his fourth of the night as well, if he can get it done here. 8-1 ball game out here at Tiger Field. And just the top of the second inning, both runners going to second and third. Tyler Jones with a missed throw, and runners are going to come around to score at least the one. And D'Amico Parker loses the ball as well. Standing up at third is Mickle, and the courtesy runner for Hackney will come around to score. So it is now 8-2 off the wild opportunity. Tyler Jones just misses the throw to second. Dean Palace couldn't make the jump to get there, not expected to as well. So on the E2, a runner will come around to score. It's now 8-2 the score of this ball game here on KCNR Shasta Redding on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. As this one's chopped up to Deegan Palace, it will score a run, but it will be a 4-3 putout for out number two on Alice Howie. But it's going to be a sacrifice ground out. Score is now 8-3, and that will retire the side. Right, I thought that was only the second out, but it looks like that is the third out. I guess that will retire the side. We will head to the bottom of the second inning. The score is 8-2 here. Tonight's Reading, or tonight's Colt 45's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. Stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. Here we are in the bottom of the second inning, 8-2. Your Reading Colt 45s lead the Cal State Poloteros. And I believe now that I'm looking at it, it was a full-count payoff pitch to Alisawi in the bottom of the lineup when he swung and missed. So that was the fourth strikeout of the night for Austin Pasma for out number two. And then that's when Tyler Jones missed that throw out to Deegan Palos and brought a run around to score. So then it was the top of the lineup in Smith who grounded out to Deegan Palos for that 4-3 putout, which retired the side. So I must have just missed that one swing of the bat coming from Elisawi. So if I'm not mistaken, strikeout for out number two, or strikeout for out number one, strikeout for out number two, and then the top of the lineup and ground out for out number three. So it will bring two across the score, however. So 8-2 is the score of the ball game. We are in the bottom of the second inning. Andrew Mora is due up, and he is 1-for-1 with a home run, a grand slam at that, coming in the first inning, of course. Left-handed batter looking for an opportunity here yet again to pretty much keep the script going. Swung foul, this one, for strike number one. Just a little bit early on it, we'll foul it back. But again, Andrew Moore with that patience hitting to that opposite field as expected from a left-handed batter. You'd expect to hit towards right field or towards right center. Hits that one all the way towards left center, left of the scoreboard out here at Tiger Field for a four-run shot, grand slam, coming the first inning that opened the scoring, and they doubled their score throughout the rest of that inning. So he's got half the points here as this one will plunk him. Nice soft on the hips there. And a free 90 feet. Andrew Moore will wear that one gladly. As we do have a pitcher in relief for Williams. Williams just goes the one inning. Allows six hits, eight runs. No errors to him, but four batters walked. And just the one strikeout on Palos. He also hit a batter as well. It's not the best night for him. But designated hitter, Braden Chiarito, is now up for the Colt 45s, another left-handed batter. through the heart of the order here as he swings on this one into center field, shallow center, giving hard chase to it and making the squeeze is center fielder Mickle, and heading back to first on that fly eight is Andrew Mora. So runner stays on first, a fly out there from Chiarito. And I believe we'll get that name of the pitcher coming in for you that came in for the Peloteros as soon as possible. Tyler Jones now up to the plate. He is one for one on the night with a single. He came around to score as well. And with one out away here in an 8-2 ball game, the lights have just been switched on at Tiger Field. So we're rapidly approaching the one-hour mark, just about 50 minutes into this game, 47, as this one's called strike one on the inside corner for Tyler Jones. 0-1 is the count, runner on first, Andrew Mora being held on by Smith. Here's the pitch from the southpaw, swung on hard by Tyler Jones. That one may have actually come to hit him, but he swings the bat as it made its way back to him, and he fouls it down that third base line back towards Tabiko Parker on deck. 0-2. Tyler Jones going to have to work his way out of this one here. It's the number 27 pitching for the Peloteros now as this one swung on down that 5-6 hole, and it is going to be a single for Tyler Jones. Finding that hole, he has now got two of them. Back-to-back singles for Tyler Jones, one in the first, one in the second, and Mora will be safe at second as well. It's now a runner in scoring position, as well as Tyler Jones standing up on first base for D'Amico Parker here. One out away in an 8-2 ball game in the bottom of the second inning. D'Amico Parker now due up. He worked the walk earlier in that first inning. As this one's fouled back from D'Amico Parker. Runner on first and second. One out away here in the bottom of the second inning that the Colt 45s lead 8-2. D'Amico Parker for the Colt 45s is up to the plate. Walked and eventually came around to score in that long first inning. Here's the 0-1. Swung on hard into deep left field, giving chase to it. And hits the wall, and it is going to be a home run from D'Amico Parker. He comes around to score about the exact same spot. A three-run shot from D'Amico Parker. That one was even closer than Andrew Mora's home run that I had to kind of hesitate on the call for. That one bounces off the cement wall out there in left field and hits the net. It is a called home run, a three-run shot from D'Amico Parker. And just like that, in 1 1/3 innings, the Colt 45s have equalized their score last night. They won 11-8 last night. They lead 11-2 here, just four outs into their offensive night. How about that? And it's going to be Mark Anthony Carroll, who singled in the first, will foul this one back for strike one. Empty bases now as Parker did his job clearing them for him. And this game is getting out of hand early. 11-2 is the score. As the 27, the left-handed pitcher for the Peloteros, misses this one just low to even up the count 1-1. Nobody on, one ball, one strike, one out away. Following the D'Amico Parker home run out into left field again, just quite literally a foot away from not staying in the ballpark, as this one's hit right back up to the pitcher, but not able to stay in front of it. And the single from Mark Anthony Carroll, he will come around for back-to-back stand-up singles. Runner on first now for Deegan Palos, who struck out in that first inning. The only Colt 45 actually do not make his way on base as of yet, but he's the only one who's only gotten one attempt so far. So this is his second attempt. And Argentina and Switzerland as well in this game, as we get a pickoff attempt, but standing up safe is Mark Anthony Carroll. Argentina and Switzerland. Switzerland found an equalizer. They are now level at one goal apiece, and they're heading into extra time. So 30 minutes of extra time, and should it continue or remain tied through those 30 minutes, we would go to penalty kicks to see who faces England in that semifinal matchup. So it'd be France, Spain, England, and the winner of this game in the FIFA World Cup, which is rapidly coming to an end. But should be important to note, Argentina against Cape Verde, as this one's fouled or hit straight up into the air towards right field. Three, Pelotero's giving chase to it and making the grab as second baseman. That will be Miller. So for out number one, or out number two, rather, a fly out to second, but deep second, as Mark Anthony Carroll will remain on first. And we'll be back to the top lineup, Timmy Ayers, who is 2-for-2 on the night with a single and a walk, who's come around to score both times, left-handed batter. But yeah, Argentina against Cape Verde played that 120 minutes, and they scored in that overtime. Ended up winning, scored twice, actually, ended up winning that game 3-2, and Switzerland actually is down to 10 men as well with a red card. So Argentina will be up one man for the next half hour if they can get the job done. If not, it will go to a penalty kick, a penalty shootout, which is something you love to see as just a fan of soccer if you're not supporting any team. It's very nerve-wracking, of course, but as a fan of soccer and a fan of the game, you'd love to see a penalty shootout be decisive for a spot in the Final Four. As runner going here, Mark Anthony Carroll, throw coming in and applying the tag. They say he's safe. Mark Anthony Carroll safe on the slide. He steals second on a really close one, thrown on a dime from Hackney, and shortstop Lopez able to make the grab and apply the tag, but just late, the umpire says, the infield umpire says, just late. So runner on second now, two outs away in an 11-2 ball game. It's a 1-1 count as well. Southpaw peers off. Now pitches, fouled back towards the screen for strike number two. And again, yeah, as we are now just a few minutes in to extra time for Argentina versus Switzerland, still 1-1. But again, Switzerland down to 10 men, so probably just trying to survive their way into penalties, which they went to penalties against Colombia and emerged victorious, obviously. They're still in the tournament, so I think they would be fine doing that again, especially with at the disadvantage of having one less player, as this one's going to plunk Timmy Ayers, and he has now gotten a single, he has walked, and he's now been hit by a pitch, and he will make his way to first slowly but surely, and now runners on first and second for Tyson Bragg, who's also 2-for-2 on the night with a walk and a double. So we are nearly an hour of the way, into this ball game, but still in the bottom of the second inning. Tyson Bragg, left-handed batter, left-on-left matchup, the first we've seen here tonight from pitcher and batter. Runners on first and second, two outs away. A little bit of a sidearm approach coming from the 27 of the Peloteros here. This one just misses for ball one. Digging back into the box is Bragg. Manning left field tonight. Yet to get any action out there. Here's the 1-0 down in the dirt, and keeping in front of him was Hackney very impressively, and over in the count to 2-0. As this one hits the inside zone, inside corner, and brings the count to 2-1. Still in favor of Bragg and the Colt 45s, but two balls now, one strike, two outs away, in an 11-2 ball game. Bottom of the second, almost an hour in, as mentioned, but still early in this ball game. Not even a quarter of the way through yet. Here's the 1-2, misses the zone, or the 2-1, misses the zone to bring it up to 3-1. And just looking to get out of here is the Peloteros and get back on the offense side of things. They're going to need a lot of it to come back and win this game. But swung on hard and fouled, chopped into the crowd, skipped over that lower fence by the dugout of the Peloteros and into the crowd off the one hop. It'll fill up the count, payoff pitch pending. And yet see a strikeout for this new pitcher, the 27 of the Peloteros. Again, apologies. Got limited resources here. Do not have a name. Tried for quite a while to search online for a roster, but couldn't quite find one. Or a roster with numbers, however. That is, as this one's going to miss and load the bases for ball four, and bases are loaded yet again for the Colt 45s, and they have an opportunity to bat through the entire order once again, or they have technically, with Preston Conklin due up now, the last batter due up on the inning. Runners on first, second, and third. The bases are loaded. Ducks are on the pond for the Colt 45s. They lead 11-2 already in the second inning as Lacey gets another ovation from the crowd and applause. Two outs away. Bases are loaded for Conklin here as this one misses inside. Never mind. It hits the zone for strike one. And that is why I usually wait for the umpire's call. It looked like Conklin was brushed off the plate with that one, but it must have been really close because it did hit the corner there. According to the home plate umpires, he swings hard on this one. It's going to find its way through the 5-6 hole, and they will bat all the way through again, scoring one more and keeping the bases loaded on that single is Preston Conklin. Mark Anthony Carroll to third, Bragg to second, and coming around to score is Mark Anthony Carroll, rather. On third now is Timmy Ayers, second Tyson Bragg, and now standing up at first off that single is Preston Conklin. Bases remain loaded here. It is now 12-2, the Colt 45's lead. As this has been a barn burner through the first hour of this game, and we are still in the bottom of the second inning. Left-handed batter Andrew Mora has been hit by a pitch, and he hit the grand slam. So 2-for-2 on the night, and he's coming around to score both times. This one misses just low for ball one. And might have to get another scorecard out tonight for the Colt 45 should they bat through the order one more time in any inning. As this one's hit hard into right field now, and it is gone. Another home run. Two home runs and three attempts from Andrew Mora. Back-to-back grand slams for him. Two grand slams on the night for Andrew Mora. Can you believe that? Pulls one to left, hits one in favor to right, and that is two grand slams. Now, eight runs coming across via the bat of Andrew Mora. Can you believe that? The score is now 16-2, the Reading Colt 45's lead in the second inning. Absolutely incredible stuff from Andrew Mora. Two grand slams coming in from him in three at-bats. And the second one, it's not like he struck out or just singled or anything. He was hit by a pitch and came around to score. It is now 16-2. In a conversation being had up on the mound. And this game has gotten ugly quick, folks. I cannot believe that. Andrew Mora pulls one to left as the left-handed hitter back in the first inning, brings four across on that grand slam, and then does it again. Unfortunately, I did slightly forget there was bases loaded. It's just been so common so far this series and tonight for the Colt 45s. So my apologies for the slight lack of excitement as that one was hit on a line. A little bit more sure that one was going out, but it was a little more flat, not as much under it. Hits that one down the right field line, and it stays fair, just a few feet left of that foul ball pole. Goodness gracious. 16-2, the Colt 45's lead. Back-to-back grand slams, or two out of three attempts, but two swings of the bat and two grand slams for Andrew Mora. And if he's listening, quick apologies to Jacob Green for not being here for that. I know that's something he's wishing he could be on the call for. Andrew Mora, two at-bats, or three at-bats, but two swings of the bat and two grand slams. And now will be Braden Chiarito up to the plate as this one gets up near his head, ducks out of the way for ball one. And the bullpen getting activity yet again for the Peloteros, as it seems like we are now 1 hour through this game, 61 minutes through, and we are still in the bottom of the second inning. Seems like this game will never end if you're the Peloteros, as this one's fouled back by Chiarito. Even up the count, 1-1. Chiarito, the DH on the night, but he feels the guy in front of him, Andrew Mora, batting cleanup, has stolen all of his thunder with back-to-back grand slams. One ball, one strike, two outs, as this one's fouled back to bring it to two strikes, and now just one strike away for this Peloteros defense and the pitcher, number 27. As this one misses inside to get up the count. So one strike away from retiring the side, as I was saying. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 16-2 is the score of this baseball game here at Tiger Field. And we have yet to see the third inning. Here's the 2-2. Swung on hard. It's going to find its way to the second baseman, Miller, who gets the putout, the 4-3 putout, which will retire the side. Finally, the Colt 45 score 8 in the first and 8 in the second on 6 hits in each, if I'm not mistaken. Two home runs in both, or two, a home run in the first and two home runs in the second, 3 on the night. 16-2, the Colt 45's lead. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24-7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding, California, in the surrounding area. Call 530-223-1332 today. That is 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We enter the top of the third inning, finally, and due up is Floyd, who singled back in the first inning, hits his second attempt at the plate here for the Cal State Peloteros, who are now a far cry away from having an opportunity to win this ball game, but they are going to give it everything they got, I assure you that. Close game last night and even Thursday night, 5-1 they dropped to the Colt 45s and then dropped last night 8-11 as this is a extremely high-octane fastball coming from Pasma, but it just misses high. Tyler Jones comes out of the stance and is able to keep that one in front of him, protect the home plate umpire behind him as well. I'm sure he's thankful for that. 1-0 now, swung on hard again off a fastball, and this one's fouled back. And bounces just shy of a car.
Yes, yes.
Even up the count 1-1. Here's the top of the third inning, and again, we'll try our best to keep it here at Tiger Field, but 16-2 is the score, so some color commentary is pending. I'm sure by the fifth inning it'll be anything but baseball, possibly. 1-2 count here as this one hits the corner for Pasma. He's got 4 strikeouts on the night. Looking to keep that going, 2 runs allowed. As this one misses just low, Jones again down in the dirt, keeping that one in front of him. Impressive job. Even the count 2-2. He'll take a quick reset. That one may have hopped up and hit him in that area no one wants to be hit in. Here's the 2-2. Floyd swung on hard into deep right field, giving hard chase to his airs. It's going to be off the wall, off one of the signs out there. It's going to be a good look at double there from Floyd. A good power hit coming from him. And that's back-to-back we've seen from him. He's got a single and a double. And he will get his gear back to his coach and make his way back to second. A hard hit double bounces directly off the wall. I do not think it bounced off the grass in the outfield before hitting the wall. It was hard to tell. Again, it's getting a little dark here. About time the glasses come off. Usually that doesn't happen until the fifth inning or so. About halfway through the ballgame, I'll take the glasses off. But tonight, with the pace this game has gone at, here in the top of the third with 0 outs away, and a 16-2 score. It is getting dark here quickly. Now it'll be Wazelchuk for the Colt 45s out in left field. Had to watch a couple home runs go over his head. Obviously nothing he could do about it. And now the score is 16-2. One strike swung hard. It's going to go foul back towards the parking lot yet again. A full parking lot at that, and it's going to bounce straight off the top of the car. And it will be 0 balls and 2 strikes now. Runner on second, 0 outs away in a 16-2 ball game that your Colt 45s lead through the first 15-minute overtime in Kansas City, Missouri. 1-1 still. Argentina and Switzerland are tied 15 minutes away from a penalty shootout that Switzerland is clearly going for, obviously. Down a man. As this one misses inside, 1-2 is now the count. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch down in the dirt. Even it up, 2-2. Runner on second, two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Here in the top of the third, Austin Pasma appears in, kicks and deals, misses just high, and we'll have a payoff pitch pending. And a full count now. Again, 16-2 is the score of this ballgame here. Runner going, swing, and a miss for the strikeout, and a throw coming from Jones, and a good pick there by Preston Conklin. Jones maybe just rushed the throw there, an impressive play by Preston Conklin. It will be a strikeout nonetheless. Pasma strikes out Wazelchuk for the second time, and safe at third will be Floyd now, just 90 feet away from coming around to score. And Tyler Jones, great job gloving that, but makes just maybe a little bit too quick of a throw or threw it a little too hard. Off the one hop, scooping it off the ground, and keep it in front of him is Preston Conklin. Otherwise, surely Floyd comes around to score there. So one out away here for Lopez, who takes a stroll after watching one miss low for ball one. 1-0 count, 16-2. 90 feet away from bringing it to 16-3 is Floyd and the Peloteros. But a lot of work to do after that, even if a few runs come across this inning as this one's fouled straight up in the air. It might stay in the ballpark for Tyler Jones to give chase to. And not able to get there in time is the pitcher, Austin Pasma. Good effort there as it stays in just by about a foot or so, but not able to make the grab in time. It would just be a foul ball treated as strike one, and is now 1-1 count. Maybe Tyler Jones could have gotten that one, Bob Anderson might think, but definitely one I'd say was closer to the pitcher. Tough play to make, regardless, right up there at the net towards that dugout at third, as this one's kind of hit softly and giving chase and making the grab is Deegan Palos. An incredible play, and looking back, Floyd, how about that? It looked like it was going to go sit into center field, but D'Amico Parker called off by Deegan Palos, and Palos makes the squeeze and holds Floyd at third. So now two outs away on that pop out by Lopez, and now it will be Miller up, the second baseman. Miller now getting his second opportunity on the night. He was hit by a pitch in that second inning, where he later came around to score and is one of the two runs for the Reading Colt 45s, or for the Cal State Peloteros, against the Reading Colt 45s, that is. As this one misses low, Jones gets away from him slightly. He just looks back, Floyd, and makes sure he doesn't try anything silly. Runner on third, two outs away, one ball, zero strikes. In a 16-2 ball game again. To reiterate that, just to be clear on where we are at in this game, even though it is early still, top of the third, is this one misses high for ball two. Two balls, zero strikes, two outs. Swung on hard there into deep center field. Not able to get there is D'Amico Parker, and it's going to carry him off the wall, actually, and possibly going three and holding at two. Last second is Miller. A stand-up double for Miller, and it will bring in a run as well, so an RBI double. And Floyd now will come across for the first time tonight. It is now 16-3, the score of this ballgame. Two outs away, runner on second in Miller after that double. Hackney up, the catcher, spending plenty of time on that mound tonight, or in the batter's box, in the general vicinity, in that batter's circle, rather. And that patch of dirt has been not so friendly to him so far. However, he did come around to score off a single in his first attempt. Just for that entire Pelotero's defense, they have not been able to have anything go their way through the first two innings. 8 runs in the first allowed, 8 runs in the second allowed, and that is why we are where we are. 16-3 here. Two outs away, runner on second. And this one's inside, but finds the zone and makes its way back. How about that? What a nasty pitch coming in from Austin Pasma. Nothing you can do about that. 0-2 count now. And looking to retire the side and get his fifth strikeout of the night would be Pasma here. Here's the 0-2. Swung on hard and a miss, and that will strand the one that they had. A pair of strikeouts in two of the three innings, five strikeouts total coming from Austin Pasma. The Colt 45s lead 16-3, stranding one and scoring one is the Peloteros. We will head to the bottom of third momentarily. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. Reading area, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Reading, California. We are in the bottom of the third inning in a game that you think would be over by now. Score is 16-3 if you just looked at the scoreboard. Eight runs coming in both the first and the second for the Reading Colt 45s. Due up is the catcher for tonight for the Colt 45s, Tyler Jones, who has come around to score twice on two singles, 2-for-2 on the night. Very consistent from him as well as the rest of the Colt 45's offense. And for the Peloteros, yet another pitcher in relief. It will be the number 11. Or if I'm not mistaken, maybe got the wrong name there, unfortunately. Or the wrong number. I believe the 11 is... Oh, it'll be the number 8, actually. Number 8 for the Cal State Peloteros. His first faced batter is going to be the Tyler Jones. The catcher for the Colt 45s getting his third at bat of the night in the third inning. Not much else you could ask for, so he'll foul this one back at the screen for strike one. 0-1 count. 16-3 is the ball is the score of the ball game here. Here's the 0-1. Misses just inside to even up the count 1-1. Here's the 1-1 swing and a miss there. A crazy fastball coming in high. Tyler Jones took a swing at it. Strong attempt, but no contact found in the ball there. So it's 1-2. And the number 8 here for the Peloteros on the mound here will get, oh, not quite, or they will give him a strikeout, just very unanimated from the home plate umpire, but that will be a strikeout on Tyler Jones. Struck out looking, just painted the corner there of the zone. Number 8, the right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Peloteros will face the right-handed batter, center fielder for the Colt 45s here, D'Amico Parker, who has walked and homered a three-run shot last inning, and he'll crush this one too, but it's going to have a lot under it. Giving chase and able to make the squeeze is going to be Wazelchuk out there in left field. So a fly out after a walk and a three-run shot will be out number 2. And now a little bit more pace coming into this game as Mark Anthony Carroll is due up with two outs away. 16-3 is the score of this ball game in the bottom of the third inning. Out of Fresno, California is Mark Anthony Carroll, out of Reedley College as well. getting his third at-bat as he will duck entirely out of the way of this one. Almost took his head off. He has singled twice and come around to score in both of them. And just got word here, Argentina has found the back of the net. 2-1, they lead now with just a few minutes left in this extra time. So Switzerland now down a man and will have to find a goal to take this one into a penalty shootout. So one ball, one strike, two outs away. Nobody on here for the Colt 45s, which is not something I have said commonly this series or specifically tonight. They have almost always had some runners on as count is now 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on hard there by Mark Anthony Carroll and finding some open grass. That'll be three singles for Mark Anthony Carroll. Just about as safe as you'd like. Very consistent for Mark Anthony Carroll tonight and this Colt 45's offense as a whole, of course. Now due up Deegan Paulos, again, the only Colt 45's player to not get on base as of yet. But, again, just two attempts. It's early on. And he's got plenty of time to right the ship here as we are still in the bottom of the third inning. He's made some great plays on the defensive side of things, too, making a couple putouts there on the infield. This one misses high for ball one. But he's also gotten a pop out there in shallow center field, giving hard chase to it and calling off center fielder D'Amico Parker to get that one, as this one misses high in towards the face of him again for ball two. So runner on first, and Mark Anthony Carroll, his third single in a row, third of the night, 3-for-3 he is. And Deegan Paulos now, two balls, no strikes. Pitcher kicks and deals, misses just high again to bring the count 3-0. And now an opportunity to work the four-pitch walk and become the last batter needed, or the ninth batter to reach. And he will. Four high pitches seen by Deegan Paulos, and he will head to first. Mark Anthony Carroll will get another 90 feet to second, and now we got a runner in scoring position for the Colt 45s. Now the left-handed batter, top of the lineup, Timmy Ayers, 3-for-3 on the night with a single, a walk, and a hit by pitch, but he's come around to score all three times. So 1-for-1 as far as putting something in play, but he hasn't had to work too hard on the other two. Look to stay consistent here as this one misses high again. Just the fastball is just not hitting the zone. Ducking entirely out of the way was Ayers there. Don't want to wear that one. That would take you out of the games, to say the least. 1-0 count now. Runners on first and second. Two outs away here in the bottom of the third. 16-3 is the score still. Swing and a miss there coming from Ayers. Missed one low down in the dirt. Decided to take a slice at it. Didn't come up with anything. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. Two outs away. Play is at any bag, just not home at the plate. Here's the 1-1. This is just low. A close one there for sure. Just a little bit shallow there. Good frame job by Hackney, but couldn't quite get it. Didn't quite get the call he was looking for. 2-1 count now. On deck, should the inning continue, would be the number 2 of Tyson Bragg out in left field. We haven't seen yet. Has to make any plays. 2-2 now, as this one's taken in the inside corner by Ayers. Left-handed batter. Again, 3-for-3 on the night. His fourth attempt just in the third inning. See what he can do here. Two outs away. Two balls, two strikes. Kicks and deals. Down low, and runners will go as this one's just on the feet of Ayers. And runners now on second and third. We got multiple in scoring position for the Colt 45s and a full count payoff pitch pending. But still just one strike away from retiring the side and limiting the damage would bring no runs across this inning for the first time tonight. However, a two-out rally could be in store for the Colt 45s against this Peloteros defense. Here's the 3-2. Kicks and deals. Just misses the zone, and that will load the bases. Timmy Ayers, his second walk of the night and his third free 90 feet of the night. And the bases are now loaded. Anthony Carroll on third, Paulos on second. Ayers now on first for Tyson Bragg. We've seen two grand slams tonight. Could we see a third in three innings? That would be stuff you see only out of a movie. But out here at Tiger Field, it is quite cinematic, so we will see what happens here. You never know. Left-handed hitter, Tyson Bragg. Both Grand Slams coming from Andrew Mora, the left-handed batter as well, who is in the hole right now. Should the inning continue, we can see him. As this one finds the zone for strike one, and time called by Tyson Bragg, fixing his grip on the bat, adjusted the gloves just slightly. Bases loaded, two outs away in this bottom of the third inning. The Colt 45s are up 13 as this one misses down in the dirt. Again, Hackney does a good job keeping it in front of him, evens up the count 1-1. Here's the pitch. Finds the outside corner for strike two. And some disagreement coming from Colt 45 fans. One ball, two strikes, nonetheless. Bases are loaded, two outs away. Colt 45's lead 16-3 in the bottom of the third here. Here's the 1-2 swing, and a miss, and that will retire the side. And for the first time tonight, no runs will come across in this inning for the Colt 45s. They do strand three with the bases loaded, however, on a one-hit inning. Bases are loaded, but no one comes across. It is still 16-3 as we head to the top of the fourth inning. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24-7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding and the surrounding areas. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Fans, and welcome back to Redding, California. Here we are at Tiger Field. We are in the top of the fourth inning. What has been a slow-burning game, but plenty of fireworks. We have seen three home runs from the Colt 45s, two grand slams coming from Andrew Mora, batting cleanup tonight, which is exactly how you draw it up if you are the Colt 45s or Bob Anderson, the manager of the Colt 45s. And they are looking now again for a series sweep on the Cal State Peloteros. They lead 16-3. And leading off the top of the fourth, we have Mikkel, followed by McKinnon and Alisawi, finishing off the bottom of the lineup, batting 7, 8, and 9, as he will take a chop and miss this one. Hard swing and a miss at something low there, coming from Austin Pasma, who on the night has been rather solid. He has allowed four hits, only three runs, and five strikeouts to his name. So looking to keep that route going due to the Colt 45's impressive offense, as this one hits the inside corner for strike two. He won't need to play too flawless. Just get the job done and do what he has been. If he allows a run or two each inning, that's not a big deal. As you'd assume, we would get a pitcher in relief in the next inning or so, or two innings maybe, just due to this where the score is at. This one's chopped back up to him and not able to make the play. A hard 90 coming from Mikkel. He will be safe on the single there. A little chopper down the third baseline, one that Pasma couldn't quite get to in time, and then he dropped it and bobbled it on the bare hand play, and a little shake of the head there. But again, nothing too crazy. Don't think it would be ruled an error. He probably would have been safe even if he was able to get that throw off on the first attempt. As we get a helicopter out here flying over us in left field, as the sky is turning a pretty purplish pink color with the sunset and the clouds just in the background. Obviously, a little bit past sunset, but the clouds just changing a little bit of color as it sits deep over the horizon, over the mountains behind us, as this one will miss just inside for ball one. 1-0 count, runner on first. It's McKinnon due up. He struck out swinging in his first attempt and only attempt. And now that I think about it, as he takes a swing and a miss for strike one, even up the count, that is the pitcher right now as he is number 8. So at least we have the name for y'all. McKinnon is on the mound as of right now for the Peloteros. Unless there's two number eights, which I pray there's not. But we've seen it before. This one misses low to bring the count to two balls and one strike. Runner on first still is Mickle, being held on there by Andrew Mora at first. Austin Pasmo, what could be his last inning of work. But they do have a game tomorrow as well, so you might want a runner going here. And skipping off the cleat of Mark Anthony Carroll in a heavy limp to him. Maybe it hopped up off the shin, actually. And would not be surprised if we saw a substitute coming here. Mark Anthony Carroll takes a ball off the leg on an ugly infield grass hop. The runner was going in Mickle, and it was hit right up towards Mickle up at second base. And Mark Anthony Carroll, should he make the grab there, he would have certainly made a double play there, as he was basically standing on the base where he made the play. Now we're going to get a little break here in the action as Mark Anthony Carroll's really going to limp this one off and see if he can keep on going. And as unfortunate as it is, it will most likely be ruled E6. However, about the most unfortunate error you could see, though. But McKinnon is safe at first, and Mickle is safe at second. So you have runners on first and second, and zero outs away. The infield is congregating now around Carroll, making sure he's okay. Head coach Bob Anderson out there as well, just making sure everyone's all right. And Mark Anthony Carroll is going to play through it, folks. So tough guy out there, manning shortstop. And he's 3-for-3 on the night with 3 singles, so he's going to want to stay in this game. He's been balling, to say the least, along with the rest of this Colt 45 team, both offensively and defensively. A couple errors to their name. But last night they played flaws, 0 errors, according to me at least. And thinking back, and I don't even think there was any close calls, really. They played pretty perfect. Obviously, I'm sure coaches don't want to hear that word for their team, played perfect, but and always room to improve. But Austin Pasma and Tyler Jones having a little conversation on the mound just while they have time. Mark Anthony Carroll able to walk that one off. Still got a little bit of a wince to him when he steps. But runners on first and second regardless. Designated hitter now, Alisawi, up for the Cal State Peloteros in a game they trail 16-3. 0 outs away, though, in the top of the fourth here. And final whistle is blown in Kansas City, Missouri, 3-1. Argentina gets the job done yet again in extra time. So they will head to the semifinal where they will face England. And if I'm not mistaken, as this one's down in the dirt, and Tyler Jones able to keep that one in front of him, really impressive again. One of the best I've seen do that, just keeping the ball in front of him. Yeah, Argentina will face England, and France will face Spain, and the winners of those will play in the World Cup final in MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. As this one swung out hard there, and Alisawi will find empty grass out there, giving chase to it and making the throw, but bringing a run around. Good pursuit there by Tyson Bragg, the first we'll see from him out there in left field, but it is going to be an RBI single coming in from Alisawi. And the score is now 16-4, and holding at second was McKinnon off a good throw from Tyson Bragg, looking to get that pickoff attempt at third. Yeah, as mentioned, France and Spain will face each other in Dallas, and then in Boston, I believe, Argentina and Switzerland will face each other in the semifinals. Winners will play in the World Cup final. Losers will play in the third-place game the day before. We are down just to the final four teams, and it's unfortunate to most people. If you're just a fan of the game, it is, again, four of the best teams in the country. I think all four of those teams are ranked in the top five. I think the only team in the top five that isn't playing in that is Brazil, who was knocked out in the round of 16 by a very solid Norwegian squad who lost today to England. And top of lineup here. Runners on first and second. One ball, one strike, as this one misses just inside for ball two. So now 2-1 is the count. So we continue to make our way through this ball game. No outs away. Runners on first and second. 2-1 is the count here. Pasman, what could be his last inning of burn. But again, they do have a game tomorrow, so might want to keep the bullpen relatively fresh. This one swung on hard right back up towards Pasma and not able to make the play is Mark Anthony Carroll, and still limping hard. Throw coming in from D'Amico Parker. Tyler Jones able to keep it in front of him, and it will load the bases instead of bringing a run around to score. Good throw there on the crow hop from D'Amico Parker, and it's a single from Smith in the top of the lineup. Bases are now loaded for the Pelotaros, and if they can get something going here, zero outs are away. If they could bring a few runs across here, we could get the, they could bring themselves back into this game. Obviously, they're down a dozen. They have quite a long way to go as pitching coach Eric Winchester makes his way to the mound, and Tyler Jones will follow suit to have a talk with Austin Pasmon, just make sure they're on the same page. As we do have some light activity coming in the bullpen for the Colt 45, if I'm not mistaken, maybe just making their way out there. No pitching actually taking place, but players with gear on, a catcher with gear on, and just played some catch out there, possibly. And we will see a substitute, actually. Looks like we have Tyler Zanheiser out there in left field now. That may have been at the beginning of the inning. Tyler Zanheiser came on. But it looks like he did just get substituted in as the papers coming out from Bob Anderson to the home plate umpire. So it's going to be Tyler Zanheiser in left now, D'Amico Parker in center, and it will remain Timmy Ayers on right. 16-4 is the score of your ballgame coming off again. Two grand slams from Andrew Mora. Pretty unheard of. Two home runs in the same game is relatively unheard of. But he had the bases loaded. He had the bases juiced on both of them and took one to left field and took one to right field. And I'm sure he'll want the film for that because that would get you to play some at some pretty big schools if I had to guess. Andrew Moore is having himself a night, and the Colt 45s entirely are as well. But now it's the Pelotaros' turn. Bases are loaded for Floyd. He's singled and doubled on the night, came around to score once, and he's a big power hitter. So this one misses just high. So, yeah, Zanheiser will come in for Tyson Bragg in left. So Zanheiser getting his opportunity here. He thought he had the whole night off and just maybe some courtesy running for Tyler Jones, but he will make his way back in as this one's going to skip past Jones, but with bases loaded, they would all have to decide to go or stay. Jones does a good job keeping it in front of him, or it caroms past him, but he does a good job pouncing on it quickly and making its way back. So again, quick talk here from Tyler Jones, just walking the ball back to Pasma. And again, final score here today, England beat Spain in Miami. 2-1 was the score, brace from Jude Bellingham, who has now put his foot in the Golden Boot race, along with the likes of Kylian Mbappe, Lionel Messi, and Harry Kane's own teammate, who Argentina, of course, 3-1, they win today in extra time. Big swing and a miss there from Floyd, brings the count to 2-1. Bases are loaded, and he knows it. He's swinging for the fences. They need three grand slams to tie this ball game up, so one at a time, obviously. Zero outs away. Two balls, one strike in the top of the fourth. 16-4 is the score. Fouled back again, and this will even the count 2-2. Or fouled back for the first time, rather. But yeah, again, Spain and France in Dallas. England on Tuesday, that'll be. England and Argentina on Wednesday in Boston. Winners will play on Sunday. Losers will play the night before on Saturday. Next week, and a big swing and a miss there, and a good-looking strikeout there for Austin Pasma. It will be his first or sixth of the night for out number one here in the top of the fourth. Bases will remain loaded now for Wazelchuk, who we saw take 1 yard last night. And it was around the same time, I believe, back in the fourth inning, or maybe it was the fifth or sixth. Not entirely sure when the scoring began. Might as well fact-check myself real quick. It did come in the sixth inning for the Peloteros, so a little bit later in the game. Probably about the same time. Time of hour-wise, as this one's hit into deep right field, giving hard chase to it and finding the ground. Timmy Ayers couldn't get it, and now he's going to make a hard throw back to Tyler Jones, who keeps it in front of him, but a run will come around and score. A good-looking single on just a little bit of a corkscrewing fly-out from Wazelchuk. A little bit of a line drive to it as well. So everyone advances one, and a runner will come around and score the second of the inning. It is now 16-5. The Colt 45s lead by 11, and again, a slow-moving ball game here. We are over an hour and a half into this game, actually. One out away, top of the fourth inning. Bases are still loaded. A big chop and a miss there from Lopez for strike one. And again, Pasma on the night. Six strikeouts to his name. He's allowed 5 runs, but with how well the Colt 45s have hit the ball, it hasn't hindered them much at all. They're up still double digits, up 11 now, but with one out away and bases loaded, there's an opportunity for damage to be done. This one misses just high to even up the count 1-1. And again, rather unfortunate to all the casual soccer supporters that love the World Cup and they watch, you know, soccer once every 4 years, every four summers, they'll watch a month of soccer. So it is coming to an end rapidly, and unfortunately no dark horses really left or no underdogs left. Like I said, teams ranked first, second, fourth, and fifth, or first, second, third, and fifth, if I'm not mistaken, are the final four teams left, just aside from Brazil, as this one's fouled back, evens up the count 2-2. But you see that a lot with soccer, barring Argentina, of course, the reigning champions of the world. But other than that, European teams are just far and away a little more advanced in that sport across the pond. Two balls, two strikes, one out away. Bases are loaded here. At Tiger Field, where the lights have taken full effect as the cloud cover is sat. Again, the least amount of wind I've had out here at Tiger Field in games I've called, which is great for the radio waves, and a big swing and a miss and back-to-back strikeouts there coming from Austin Pasma, or there's a single in between there, but back-to-back outs via the K and the seventh strikeout of the night, if I'm not mistaken, for Pasma. I just got corrected by Chad Johnson. That's number eight, and yes, it is. Forgot about that mistake I had in the second inning. Alisawi on that error from Tyler Jones coming in. That was off of a strikeout, so I missed that strikeout there. So it's eight strikeouts on the night. Surpasses Nate Sheriff last night, what he did in five. He does it in four. Bases loaded again. Runner going this time. An opportunity. Tyler Jones and making the tag. They're going to say they got him. Tyler Jones making the tag. An incredible play by Pasma. A wild pitch called ball. And it will reset for Miller at the top of the fifth. Two runs come across, but a put out there from Tyler Jones off the wild pitch gets it back to Austin Pasma, and he gets the tag on Alisawi making his way back. So that will be how the top of the fourth ends in dramatic fashion. Scoring two, but stranding two, is the Cal State Peloteros as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45 still lead 11. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. Reading area, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit Reading Heating and Air or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning, even though I am on my sixth inning of score sheet here for the Colt 45s. That is how much they have hit the ball tonight. 16 runs have come across, 8 in the first, 8 in the second, Gusek in the third, but I don't think they mind too much. They still lead 16-5 here, bottom of the fourth inning. It is going to be Preston Conklin opening it up here in the bottom of the fourth. He has walked and come around to score. He has flown out to center, and he has singled and come around to score. So 1-for-2 on the night with a walk as well. His fourth at-bat coming here. And again, Tyler Zanheiser making that substitution for Tyson Bragg. We will see him at the very end as Tyson Bragg was the last out. In the conversation coming here at the very beginning of the inning, between the pitcher, yet another pitcher. We've had a pitcher in pitching change in every single inning so far for the Cal State Peloteros, but when the score looks the way it does, there's a reason for it, of course. So just getting some fresh arms in there, trying to change it up. And we'll see. That is the number 13 for the Peloteros. Again, on the roster, I have no numbers for the pitchers or players, the one roster I could find, but we'll try to get that name to you. As this one, fastball straight down the heart of the zone for strike one on Conklin. As this one swung on hard right into the hand of third baseman. What a play. Does not bounce whatsoever. A line out, but caught, picked up off the dirt by McKinnon. An incredible play there. Fly out to five for Conklin, and that is out number one in a very unlucky fashion. And now it's going to be the man of the hour, Andrew Mora. A pair of grand slams and 3 for 3 on the night is Andrew Mora. Could we see a third home run from Andrew Mora here? He's hit one left. He's hit one right. Can he go down the heart or find it out again? This one misses just low for ball one, and going for a quick walk is the home plate umpire. Maybe got him on the ankle there. But gets back into his stance here. Again, just incredibly impressive stuff coming from Andrew Morton's Colt 45's offense. He swings on another one. It's fouled back at the screen to even up the count 1-1. And you have to assume Andrew Morton is just seeing green. Anything coming close to the zone he's going to be swinging at, as he probably feels he could do no wrong tonight. One ball, one strike, one out, 16-5, Colt 45's lead. Nobody on, as he'll foul this one back, straight back, seeing the ball well, and plunking the vehicle parked out back, hopefully not a player vehicle, but then again, not that they're any more important than the fans out here at Tiger Field, as it started pretty full, but I think after a couple scores, people started moving around, making their changes. As, don't want to say this game is over, it's 16-5, there's been plenty of scoring though, but 16 runs in 2 innings here on KCNR, Shasta Redding on 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, or online at kcnr.com, KCNR Radio. It is a 2-2 count now for Mora. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. Misses just outside. He'll fill up the count. 3 balls, 2 strikes now. Here's the payoff. And got him. Wow, inside it looked like Andrew Mora was turning away from that one, but still calling the strikeout is the home plate umpire in a very casual way, just kind of threw the hand up, maybe made a little noise, but usually you see a little bit hotter of a delivery there. And now it will be Braden Chiarito, the designated hitter tonight, another left-handed batter, who is 1 for 3 on the night. He's flown out to center and grounded out to second, but he doubled back in the first inning right off that grand slam, as he will foul this one back from Andrew Mora. Strike one. As we are still looking at 16-5 in this ball game. All runs coming from the Colt 45s in the first and second inning. 8 in each. Swing and a miss there on the off speed. Chiarito wishes he had that one back as well. 0-2 count now. An opportunity to kill through the order here for the Peloteros, 3 up and 3 down, and get us into the 5th inning with a strikeout here. Here's the opportunity to hit the pitch. Just misses the zone, and hopping off the mound was the 13 of the Peloteros, but having to climb that mountain again. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on, 16-5. Colt 45's lead by 11 here in the bottom of the 4th. We're slowly but surely making our way through the halfway point of this ball game. As this one misses high, check swing, didn't go. Well, they said he, okay, no, did not go. They appealed twice, I believe, but evens up the count 2-2. Or I think no appeal was had at first, didn't look like he went, and then an appeal coming in from the catcher, Hackney. You know, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. And got him on the outside corner again, back-to-back strikeouts, looking, and a smack of the bat. Broken back coming in from Braden Chiarito as he falls to 1 for 4 on the night. And through the order, no hits and nobody left on for the Colt 45s. They still lead by 11, though, as we head to the top of the 5th. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in the Redding area. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are now finally in the top of the fifth inning, nearly 2 hours through this game, 1 hour and 48 minutes in. So we are looking at possibly a three-and-a-half, four-hour game, but I'm sure it will speed up just slightly that strike zone, but the score where it's at will expand more or less as the game goes on from this home plate umpire. And it will be Tyler Zanheiser now, out in left field for Tyson Bragg. Too many Tylers going on here. We got Tyler Jones behind the dish, Tyler Zanheiser out in left. And fun fact, they're actually both coworkers of mine. So for the past couple years / months. But yeah, just a lot. It's always fun out here at Tiger Field. You get to see kids I've grown up with, and on both sides, kids I go to school with, coming from, you know, the Bay Area and stuff like that. A lot of these teams coming from Southern California, or the Bay Area, Central California, rather. In the Bay, or the Stockton-Fresno area, even Chico Nuts had a trip up here, just a short little drive up here last weekend, where they fell to the Colt 45s, who are still leading this game, as they have the entire way through, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. It is going to be Austin Pasma still for his fifth inning of Fern, and it is going to be Miller that he faces, who has been hit by a pitch to come around and score, and he's doubled. But yeah, it's always fun seeing people that I know, friendly faces, and getting a little bit of community out here at the ballpark and in the Redding area, as this one misses just high for ball one. So 16-5 is the score yet again. Swung on hard, and it's going to go straight up into the air. Couple hundred feet in the air, and it's going to go straight down into the crowd. No, Tyler Jones stays in bounds, actually. It looked like that was going way out, and it makes its way all the way back in. Some frustration coming from Tyler Jones, definitely one he could have caught. Gets a glove on it, but not able to make the play. So it's a foul ball nonetheless, but that ball was in the air for a long time, and he may have lost it in the light, actually, on the way back down. I was staring up in the light, and I couldn't find the ball. I was worried for the safety of the fans down that first base line, but stayed in bounds, and this one's definitely going fouled out back into the parking lot for strike number two. Yeah, as I was saying, just love the opportunity to see people that I know and friends, family of friends, and they can come out and play some baseball and do what they do best, as this one misses the zone to even up 2-2. Austin Pasma could definitely be his last inning of burn, but again, an empty bullpen for the Colt 45 still, so maybe they'll try to get him to go through this game and save some arms for tomorrow. As this one floats into the zone for strike three, and strikeout number nine for Pasma through 4 1/3 innings. And I actually lied, it is going to be Blake Schwert. They have a very similar delivery. I should have been able to tell from the height, but that is going to be the first strikeout for Blake Schwert, who we saw at second base last night. He actually hit the ball particularly well as well after Deegan Paulos last night was hit by a pitch. And this one swung on hard, and it's going to go out in a hurry. It might be gone right off the wall, about 400 feet, the deepest part of the ballpark, and it's going to carry him off. He's going three. He might even look to go home. Holding up at three is Hackney, the catcher tonight, and a triple first pitch swinging. He crushed that ball. anywhere else that ball goes in the ballpark, it is out by a mile, but that 406 sign is basically right where it hit off of, bounces off the top of the wall, 400 feet that ball went, but stays in the park. It skips past D'Amico Parker to the right, caroms out towards Timmy Ayers out in right field, but it is a triple nonetheless, so now runner on third, one out away in the top of the fifth. Colt 45 still lead by 11. They got plenty to work with, but it is Blake Schwertz, so we'll get the stats from Austin Pasma back to you after this. After we get back to the next break, this one's fouled off from Mickle for strike one. But again, just to mention, Blake Schwertz last night hit the ball well. Two-run RBI double to give them the lead back in the seventh inning, or in the sixth inning when they were down 5-4 for the first time of the night. As this one hit right back up to him, it hits him in the ankle, actually, but it is going to bring in a run. He's going to have to hobble off on that one, and it brings in a run. It's an RBI single from Mickle right back up to Schwert, and scores now 16-6, scoring in all but the first inning, and now Eric Winchester just checking on Schwert, making sure he's okay, giving him some time. We'll get a talk and possibly some activity in the bullpen just due off that hit, but again, a good time to again, just talking about friends and family that play out here or watch out here, or even family of friends, Deegan Palos. A nod to Rylan Ariello Palos, my current barber, but a kid I played soccer with for years and a great athlete as well. His brother, Deegan Palos, who we still see at Manning second tonight, but he was hit by a pitch last night where Blake Schwert came in relief for him on the field as a substitute and played particularly well. But now he's on the mound where he feels much more comfortable, I'd have to argue. But maybe not too comfortable now after taking that one off the ankle. But he digs back in. He'll be facing McKinnon here as he just misses the zone for ball one. One out away, and one run comes across, runner on first. So it is 16-6, one out away, runner on first, in the top of the fifth inning. And it is a 1-0 count here in favor of McKinnon, as this one's fouled back to even up the count, 1-1. And it comes back towards the umpire and Tyler Jones off the screen. Seen a couple of those today hit the poles that are holding the net up and just kind of ricocheting right back into play. Blake Schwert peering in. Schwert not quite the 6'6 frame Austin Pasma has, 6 foot and 190 pounds. As this one misses just outside to bring the count to 2-1. Infield playing a double play depth, expecting a play from Conklin or Carroll or Palos coming soon. Not too much has been hit towards them, actually, as this one's going to find the zone, 2-2, because, again, 8 strikeouts coming from Austin Pasma on 4 innings pitched. So that is just an example of how little they've actually put the ball in play, the Peloteros, but when they have, they've gotten base hits off of it, and that goes to show. As runner going, Tyler Jones was thrown on a dime, but he's not quite in time. A good look at throw from Jones and a good play by Palos, but quick feet from Mickle makes that hard 90 look effortless. He is safe at second sliding. And that will be a strikeout as well. Strikeout number 2 for Blake Schwert. Down swinging goes McKinnon. Another thank you to Chad Johnson on the PA. Reminded me to pay attention to that. That was the second strike. Or that was the third strike on the swing. That was the second time that's happened tonight. So 2 outs away, runner on second. Mickle went, and now it's going to be Alisawi, who is 1-for-2 on the night, as he'll foul this one back into the parking lot and smack a car pretty good there. That one's going to leave a dent, to say the least. And someone will be driving home from here tonight with a souvenir worn on their car. And 0-1 count, runner on second, 2 outs away, thanks to a pair of Ks swinging from Blake Schwert. And there's another one there for strike number 2, hard swing. But yeah, for Austin Pasma, 0 errors, 8 strikeouts, 5 runs allowed on 8 hits. And that 5 runs isn't great, of course, but he's got 8 strikeouts, and his team is up 11. Or was. They're up 10 now, but they were up 11. This one's getting fouled back a little bit closer to my car, but it looks a little shy, so we'll be okay. And 0-2 count yet again. We'll do it again. Designated hitter batting last here tonight. He struck out swinging and singled back in the fourth. So Alisawi looking to do as much as he can to try to keep the Cal State Peloteros in it. Runner on second again in scoring position here. Short looking to retire the side. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss and a trio of strikeouts for Blake Schwert, all swinging. And that will retire the side. The Peloteros threaten, but they do not score, leaving Nickel out there on second. And we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. We are finally halfway through this ball game. And tonight's Reading Cold 45's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. Reading area, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. One more time.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. As we enter the bottom of the fifth inning, with nod to Alex Parker back in the studio with the production, bringing us back to just an incredible classic from my childhood in the early 2010s, late 2000s, however you want to say. I don't have the actual year, but something you just hear on mom's radio on the way to school or on the way home from birthday parties, whatever it may be. And again, just great production all the way around from here on KCNR Shasta Reading. Just a great radio and the opportunity, just an absolute blessing to be out here. Obviously, a little bit more enjoyable with Jacob Green makes my job a little bit easier. But again, a lot of personal growth through this weekend, being able to be out here on the call, something I've wanted to do since I was a kid. So really fun stuff. And speaking of, just adding to it, Tyler Jones up here for the Colt 45s. Personal friend of mine, as he wears this one inside on the hips, just the slightest bit of contact, but that's all it needs. It'll be a free 90 feet for Jones, and he will reach for his third time tonight. He's got a pair of singles and a strikeout while looking. He's now been hit by a pitch and will make his way pretty free from injury there. No scars or anything like that going to be, or bruises worn by Jones. That one is able to turn out of the way of it for the most part, but deflected into the glove of Hackney, and now it's going to be D'Amico Parker, the third. He hit the second of the three home runs, but the second home run hitter tonight for the Colt 45s, but an opportunity. He hits into a double play ball, and he will be an incredible double play. A 6-4-3 double play. Stranded at second is Tyler Jones, who did not get a courtesy runner, as he typically does. He will be out sliding, and then D'Amico Parker first pitch swinging that 4-3 put out. Two outs now right away on just a pair of pitches. And now it is going to be Tyler Zanheiser batting in the spot of Mark Anthony Carroll. So I'm assuming Tyson Bragg took over short for Mark Anthony Carroll. Mark Anthony Carroll was hit with that ball up on the leg back in the third inning. Or back in the top of the fourth, actually, it was. So Tyler Zanheiser is substituting in that eight spot for Mark Anthony Carroll. But I'm assuming he will be out in left field still. And it will be Tyson Bragg getting bumped down to shortstop, and Tyson Bragg will stay batting second, just switching his position. I'm entirely sure if Tyson Bragg rocks shortstop too often, but you can tell that one that skipped off an unlucky hop off the infield. This count is currently 1-1 to Zanheiser as he watches one hit low for bringing the count to 2-1. But that one just hitting off the infield grass, one that he had his glove down, it just skips up over the glove and hits him either in the foot or in the shin, but he was walking off for a while, a 2 or 3 minute break there, and he was still limping at the next ball that was hit his way as Zanheiser crushes this one, but it's going to be straight up into the air into shallow center, and giving the squeeze after a little bit of confusion out there in shallow center is Mickle. And it is going to be three up, three down through the order again for the Colt 45s. Pelotero's defense has cleaned it up just slightly as we head to the top of the sixth inning. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are in the top of the sixth inning. York Colt 45 lead by 10, 16-6. All runs coming in the second inning, but that might be more than enough to get them through the night and complete their 10th win in a row in series sweep, bring them 24-3 on the season, should it end as is. And the top of the lineup now is Smith. He is 1-for-3 on the night with a single, a ground out, and a strikeout swinging as this one misses just high for Blake Schwert. Next one misses high again. Brings it to a 2-0 count. Swung on hard there by Smith. It might stay in play. It is going to be a foul ball regardless. Anheuser giving chase to it. And not quite able to make the grab, or it may have gone just outside the fence. Hard to say over there. Again, a little bit of corrupted view from the Colt 45's dugout in that third base club down the line. But it's going to be strike number one due to that foul ball. So we're here in the sixth inning. Just past 2 hours through this ball game, 2 hours and 4 minutes. This one misses just outside. Brings the count to 3-1. And now Schwert going to have to put one near the zone to keep this one alive. This battle is this one. Just misses, and it's going to be a five-pitch walk issued to Smith, and he will get a free 90 feet. And the Peloteros, again, they've scored every inning but the first. But it's just been 2-1, 2-1. So in the last four innings, compared to 8-8 and then a few goose eggs, Colt 45's offense has definitely slowed down. But it's hard to speed up when you have to back up three home runs, one being a three-run shot and two being grand slams from the same player. Like I said, that is pretty textbook and exactly how you draw it up. The third and the fourth hitter, the cleanup hitter. And then D'Amico Parker, of course, after getting yesterday off, decided to take 1 yard. As this one's called strike. Paint in the inside quarters on Floyd. Floyd on the night is 2-for-3. He struck out swinging last, but he singled and doubled. He hits with a lot of power, too. As he holds off that one, he's going to wish he swung at that one. Great-looking pitch there from Blake Schwert with the off-speed. Holding off was Floyd. 0-2 count now. Three strikeouts, two swinging and one looking in his first inning of work for Blake Schwert. I'm not sure if I got those stats to you. As a check swing, they're going to say he went. I'm assuming they say he didn't. How about that? And a shake of the head from Floyd, and the crowd could not disagree anymore. And I don't know if I could either. He pretty much leaned out of the batter's box there, check swinging there, but they say he pulled back in time. The appeal to first base umpire said he didn't go. So 1-2 count now, runner on first, no outs away. This one misses high and evens up the count. Jones looks back, Smith in the back pick attempt, decides not to throw. But Austin Pasma threw four innings pitched, five runs allowed on eight hits, zero errors, a walk, eight strikeouts to his name, and hit one batter, which is just unfortunate. Hit him off the helmet as well, as this one's fouled straight back, and we will do it again. 2-2, the count remains.
Your backup from that double play is the full service private escrow provider.
Dan Floyd now looking to do some damage again, bring a run across for the fourth consecutive inning as Tyler Jones able to keep this one in front of him. How about that? Coming all the way out of the stance, obviously down in the squad as catcher, and lunges all the way to his right and keeps that one in front of him. Otherwise, guaranteed 90 feet from Smith, but it might be that regardless now with the full count. Payoff pitch pending. Blake Schwert, love to see him bring the heat here. And he does. The fastball swung on hard by Floyd. Great timing, and it's going to find some open grass in shallow left. And he will get a single off that, first and second now. Runners on first and second, and it looks like we do have some switches on that field again. I'm assuming it is still Sanheiser out there in left field as a substitute. It's hard to say from that far away, but Preston Conklin moved to short, which we've seen him do amazing things all over the infield, but specifically at third. So now he is playing just a little bump over, as this one is called strike. And then we have, I believe it was the number 29, on third now, which would be another substitute, Adrian Lopez in at third. But I will, don't quote me on that. I will get that to you guys as soon as possible. As this one swung straight up in the air, hard swing, but giving chase to it is Andrew Mora right at the dugout and making the squeeze for out number one. Runners on first and second, but a flyout off a foul ball from Wozelchuk, and that is out number one. Runners on first and second, and out away in the top of the sixth inning. 16-6, the Colt 45's lead, and it will be the number 29 of Adrian Lopez. So possibly Tyson Bragg staying in the game. It was just a pinch hit from Tyler Zanheiser, so it might be Tyson Bragg still out there in left field. And Adrian Lopez taking place of Mark Anthony Carroll and bumping Conklin over as this one's hit hard into deep center, but able to pursue it and make the grab and get it back in quickly is D'Amico Parker. And making a good cutoff, holding Floyd at first as he was halfway to second before realizing, or holding Smith at second, rather, as he was halfway to third before realizing that Parker was under that one. Had to make his way back, retrace his steps. So back-to-back flyouts, and that is two outs away now. Runners on first and second in the top of the sixth. Colt 45's lead by 10, and it's going to be Miller up, who has been hit by pitch. He's doubled, and he has struck out looking most recently in this last inning from Blake Schwert, as he will take a big cut at this one, the off-speed, and he will miss for strike number one. Blake Schwert has looked really good this campaign. Even Manning second yesterday has mentioned. And we'll get time from catcher Tyler Jones, I think maybe had a little bit in his eye or something like that. Takes the helmet off and readjusts. Couldn't quite see. Just had to fix the headgear. Gets time called from the umpire. Runners on first and second. Schwert delivers not in the zone. Not entirely sure where that one missed, but he evens up the count 1-1. I'm sure you guys could hear the verbal confusion from me there. I was waiting to see him call strike there, but 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runners on first and second in a game that the Colt 45s have handled. They're up 10. Swung on hard there by Miller. It's going to find some open grass, and D'Amico Parker is going to have to get the rinse at home. He finds Tyler Jones. Can he make the play? Just misses. Oh, my goodness. And Tyler Jones is so certain he made the tag. It looked like to me he missed, but Tyler Jones, with how animated and visibly upset he is so sure he made that tag, and I'll believe him. Obviously a tough angle. That ball was about just like a foot or two short of the plate and to the left, so running by was Smith, and getting a lot of praise is Tyler Jones and D'Amico Parker. They are so sure they made that play. Bob Anderson was all the way out on the field instantly, and now the umpires come together. We'll see if they get the tag. And Tyler Jones is going to get himself involved in this conversation as well. The instant frustration coming from Tyler Jones makes me think he definitely made the tag. But it looked like, and they are going to give the tag, 8-2 put out on the way home. An incredible play. The throw from D'Amico Parker on a dime couldn't have been much better. And Tyler Jones making the grab and reaching back across his body and making the play. an incredible one there, and that will retire the side. Stranding two is the Peloteros. They do not score any off one hit. And we will head to the bottom of the sixth. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. Reading area, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field after an exciting top of the sixth. The Colt 45 still lead by 10, and just, again, an incredible play out there. D'Amico Parker takes the short hop, big crow hop there, and fires it into Tyler Jones. And I was kind of calling it as it was happening. I could see him loading up that back leg, and I was like, he's going to try to rinse Smith coming around to score, and he did after the appeal. Home plate umpire calls him safe originally. The umpires come together and they say, I don't know, maybe they flip a coin or something. I'm not entirely sure who would have a better view than the home plate umpire himself. But they say the tag was applied. They changed, they reversed the call in the moment, and it is now still a 16-6 ball game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Due up for the Colt 45 is going to be Deegan Paulos, followed by Timmy Ayers and Tyson Bragg in the top of the lineup. And a very incredible play by both D'Amico Parker and Tyler Jones, regardless, something we've grown accustomed to seeing from both of them this campaign. And the Colt 45s as a whole, again, it's important to mention, the Colt 45s are currently 23 wins and 3 losses, looking for 24-3 on the season. And Deegan Paulos tonight is 0-for-2, but he's also walked and gotten second as he wears one inside, just brushing him off the plate there. And again, Paulos is someone, I said it yesterday, he's always getting hit by a pitch every single time I see him on the field. Knock on wood for him here. Last time I was talking about it, they plunked him. And this one's going to hit the zone, even if the count 1-1. And two Sac City players. That's pretty cool. We just heard from Chad Johnson, the pitcher for the Peloteros currently, and Deegan Paulos, both playing for the same college, and I think they're both incoming freshmen as well, as this one's missing just inside, having to back off the plate there again is Paulos. 2-1 count here in a 16-6 ball game. No outs away in the bottom of the sixth. Colt 45's up by 10. They've led the whole way. They have not scored since the second inning, however. Swung on hard. It's going to go foul and not stay in, and bounces and kids chasing for the ball. Will not count as an out for the Peloteros, however, as goes out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. First at-bat of this half inning. Here's the 2-2. Coming in from yet another pitcher in relief for the Peloteros, and my sincerest of apologies for not having a roster with numbers on them, so I can't quite tell you guys who this is. I'm trying to intercept the name of the players from PA guy Chad Johnson, but I haven't been able to so far tonight. And Paulos gets all of this one, but it is going to sit under right fielder. That'll be Floyd making his first play of the game, if I'm not mistaken. It's going to be a flyout, the second of the night for Paulos, route number one. And as the back row, Lacey gets a nod from the fans and from, again, Chad Johnson on the PA. As now due up is going to be in place of Timmy Ayers is going to be the 29 of Adrian Lopez. And so maybe Timmy Ayers was moved over to left from right. Not entirely sure. Still trying to figure out where everyone's playing on the defensive side of things. But Lopez is playing third currently on the defensive side of things and just pushed Conklin over. But now he's batting in the place of Timmy Ayers. So trying to figure out who ended up coming off. You'd have to assume it was Mark Anthony Carroll with Sanheiser pitching for him. And he wasn't out on the field. 1-2 count now, regardless. Here's 1-2 swing and a miss, and that'll be a strikeout there, the first of the night for this Pelotero's pitcher. And out number two, and again, for possibly the third time in a row, retiring the batters of the Colt 45s through the order, but they'd still be down 10, which is incredible to think about. That would be nine batter should Tyson Bragg get out here. It would be nine batters faced and nine outs. And it is going to be Tyson Bragg still in left field. As swing and a miss there. Oh, two counts. This one's called strike on the inside corner as well. An opportunity to retire the side here on back-to-back K's. Tyson Bragg trying to stay alive. Left-handed batter who on the night is 1-for-2 with two walks in there as well. Arguably 3-for-4 as he'll foul this one straight back and we'll do it again. Count remains 0-2.
Number 0, ruined it for everybody.
0 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on. Time called by, I believe, the pitcher steps off the mound quickly. Here's the 0-2, swung on hard, and making a great pick at first is Smith, and he will win the foot race. 3 unassisted, a line out there, unfortunately, from Bragg. Just a great play on a good contact hit. But that is 3 innings in a row, 3 up and 3 down for this Pelotero's defense, and the Colt 45's offense has come to a standstill. We are headed to the top of the 7th inning. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding and the surrounding areas. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are now in the top of the 7th inning. Leading off is going to be Hackney, followed by Mikkel and McKinnon. Hackney coming off a triple back in the 5th inning, looking to do that once again. Couldn't complain there. Still trailing by 10, though, is this Pelotero's defense big, or offense big swing and a miss, or team as a whole. But more than anything, it's been the offense as their defense has really cleaned it up. As 3 innings in a row, they have gone through the order, 3 up, 3 down. But those first 2 innings, 8 runs in each, puts them up 16-0. Schwert finds the zone again for an 0-2 count. 16-6 is the score. Colt 45's lead by 10 off of a three-run shot and two grand slams. That right there is 11 runs out of, and a three-pitch battle right there. Blake Schwert with a strikeout off the off-speed. Hard swing from Hackney, but doesn't come up with anything. That's out number one, and strikeout number four for Blake Schwert in his third inning of work. He's looked really good. Again, along with the rest of this Colt 45's offense and defense, Schwert can hit the ball as well. We saw that last night. So he's playing second for D'Ampalos, who is out due to, I'm assuming, being hit by a pitch. As this one floats back into the zone, ducking out of the way was Mickle, but it finds its way back. How about that? A great-looking pitch, and we are just two outs away from the seventh inning stretch. Here we'll get a little extra long break at the end of this half inning. And strike two again. It's been five deliveries and five called strikes so far for Blake Schwert, and he's looking to retire back-to-back via the K here. 0-2 count. Maybe speed things up here. Fastball coming for Schwert. Got him again. How about that? And Jones will throw it around the horn. Back-to-back strikeouts and number five on the night now for Blake Schwert in just his third inning of work. How about that from Blake Schwert, ladies and gentlemen? And now batting is going to be a pinch hitter. For the Pelateros, who watches one inside at the hands, it's going to be Crosby Pilgrim rocking that number seven that we saw Jay Tooker rocking the opening pitcher for last night, which is a quick little jersey swap. As this one paints the corner, evens the count 1-1. Crosby Pilgrim getting his first bit of burn here tonight as a pinch hitter. Right-handed batter. Here's the 1-1. Misses just inside. A close call there as well. Two balls and one strike now. Again, Colt 45's lead by 10. They've led the whole way. Eight runs in both the first and the second inning, thanks to a three-run shot from D'Amico Parker and back-to-back grand slams from Andrew Morris. This one's going to find just the tiniest bit of grass. An incredible layout play. It's going to be a single for Crosby Pilgrim, the pinch hitter. But out there and left, Tyson Bragg, full sprint, releases, full dive, feet above the head pretty much, and the ball hits the glove, but not able to keep it as contact was made to the ground, kind of looking like a receiver, one of those interception plays, or where you have to make a football move or whatever. Same sort of thing. I think the ball actually landed in the glove, but made its way out during contact as he was landing. And now it is going to be the designated hitter on the night and bottom of the lineup, Alisawi, as he will take a cut and a miss at this first pitch. A 1 count now, runner on first, two outs away. Schwert misses just low. Good frame job there by Tyler Jones, but home plate umpire not having it. Saw how low that one was coming out of the stretch. One ball, one strike now. Two outs away, runner on first, being held on by Mora, is Pilgrim. As this one's hit hard into center field, left center towards the scoreboard, giving chase to it, and making the play, diving, no, it will fall, was D'Amico Parker. Again, very similar spot. Both gloves on the ground, or a glove on the ground for D'Amico Parker and a hat on the ground for Tyson Bragg, and a little bit of frustration there from Parker. It looked like he was there to make that play, and he's incredibly fast, fastest on the team, in my opinion. Center field, obviously, you need to be. But that's going to be back-to-back singles. I wouldn't say one you need to make at all. No air out there in left field or center field from either Tyson Bragg or D'Amico Parker on the last two. But runners at the corners now regardless. Just a play I thought D'Amico Parker was at, but that ball died quickly. So now it's the beer batter up here tonight at Tiger Field. Smith watches one miss for ball one. Runners on the corners, first and third now. They're looking to get back in the scoring column and get about halfway home from cutting this back, this lead. Would be the Peloteros now. Swung on hard down this left field line, but it is going to go foul into the bullpen of the Colt 45s. And the man warming up, I believe, that is the 44 of Tyler Shepard. It was either that or Braxton Sweatland throwing their glove up in the air at it, trying to stop that foul ball from coming through, but it does nonetheless. Unsuccessful. 1-1 count now for Smith. Runners on the corners, two outs away. Chops this one back right towards my face, but luckily there's a net there. 1-2 count now. And it would be so textbook if the one weekend Jacob Green misses all season, we get a foul ball hit to us up here in the booth. That would be pretty incredible. I don't think he would invite me to come out here and call with you guys anymore, but that would be a cool way to go out as he has wanted to get one hit to him since he started out here a few seasons ago, and this one hits about the same spot on that net heading back towards us. One ball, two strikes still. As we are just about 2.5 hours through this ball game. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Just 7 outs and 10 runs needed to keep this game going if you're the Peloteros at the minimum. As this one swung on hard into left field again, Tyson Bragging would chase to it back at the wall. It's going to go over his head, and a great hit, and it might be ruled ground rule double. No, it actually comes back inside and cut off by Conklin. It's going to be a RBI double from Smith. And the score is now 16-7. We're still making our way through this game. Runners on second and third. It's going to be Floyd up for the Peloteros. Again, heavy power hitter. And with a runner in scoring position, runners at the two runners in scoring position, rather. One on second, one on third. If you can take one out here, all of a sudden that lead cuts to 6. And you're believing in it because the lead was as big as 13 earlier in the second inning. 14, actually. 16-2 was the end of the score, or the end of the second inning score. As this one misses for ball one, firstly from Schwert. Schwert still just throwing heat as this one's fouled back high and will wait for the plunk off the car. There it is, and that's about as bad as it sounds. I wish the radio would hear that, but these are high foul balls that are going a couple hundred feet in the air and making their way back to the parking lot and just windshields and trunks are not safe out here at Tiger Field, to say the least, especially tonight. One ball, two strikes, two outs, after another one's fouled off by Floyd. Runners on second and third. If he can bring him around to score, we have a new ball game. But still, Colt 45's lead by 9, although just 2 innings of scoring and no strike call there. Must have just missed. Schwert with 5 strikeouts to his name, 4 swinging, 1 looking. He's been very productive, but he has now brought 1 run across in his 3 innings of work, or 2, actually, as this one got him. That will retire the side, and Blake Schwert struts off the mound, and it is time to stretch here at Tiger Field as he got him looking there. We have a quick extra-long break for you guys for God Bless America, and we will be right back for the bottom of the seventh inning, just a few outs away from the culmination of this game and the 10th win in a row for the Colt 45, should it continue like this. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating there. Redding stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solution.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. As I believe you have the same picture from last weekend. Again, hard to see the number. They're rocking the black jerseys with red numbers on the front and white numbers on the back. So if you can turn around for me, I can at least get the number out to you. If anyone's listening from the Peloteros supporting side, which I'm sure there are. I believe that is the number 24. Which, again, I'll try my best to get this name to you guys. It's going to be David Tanner, if it is number 24, for the Cal State Peloteros here for his second inning of burn. So David Tanner in the first inning gets one strikeout, but goes through the order, zero hits allowed so far. Yeah, it looks like it will be the 24 of David Tanner on the mound for the Cal State Peloteros, who are trailing still by 9, but they have brought their way back from down by 14, so they've cut their deficit in half over the past 5 innings. But unfortunately, they're running out of time, just 6 outs of life left, and that's also with playing incredible defense, which they have. The last 4 innings, they haven't allowed any runs coming across, and they have gone through the order 3 innings in a row looking for 4 here. It's going to be Preston Conklin, the third baseman, who has shifted to shortstop due to that Mark Anthony Carroll injury, which is hopefully more than anything just a stinger. Obviously, that ball hopped off his shin pretty hard. He was limping around pretty good after it, but if he's not good tomorrow, hopefully he'll be good for the next full series, as this one floats into the zone but misses just high from pitcher David Tanner on Conklin. Conklin on the night has singled, flown out twice, and walked. Come around to score both times he reached the plate. So 1-for-3 on the night with a walk, and he hits this one hard into deep right field, or central right field, rather. And under it to make the grab is the number 43 of Floyd. Good power hitter out there, playing some defense and showing off the leather as well. So out number 1 for Preston Conklin. That is 10 outs and 10 batters faced in a row. Or 11 if you want to count the bottom of the third, actually. So incredible stuff so far over the past 4 innings, pretty flawless from the Peloteros. However, those first 2 innings were just the death of them. They are still not even halfway home from completing this comeback. Now it's going to be the left-handed batter, Andrew Mora. We've seen him hit 2 out, both with the bases juiced. 2 grand slams. He'll hit this one out, but it'll go foul. Back into the towards the pickleball courts for strike number 1.
0. Strike 2.
Left-handed batter on the night, Andrew Mora, is 2-for-3 with a hit-by-pitch as well. He struck out, swing the last one. He crushes this one, too. It might be gone. 3 home runs for Andrew Mora. Can you believe that? In 1 game, Andrew Mora has taken 3 out in 3 different parts of the ballpark. He is just seeing green out there tonight. And finally, the Colt 45s are back on the board. A 3 home run game for Andrew Mora himself. 4 in total for the Reading Colt 45s. And could you draw it up any better? Andrew Mora just with a little chuckle as he gives a little jog back, a little saunter back to the dugout. And he is feeling like the man tonight, and rightfully so. He has now scraped across 9 runs just by himself, 10 rather. Based off 3 home run shots and a hit by pitch where he came around to score. And the crowd getting involved. The man is shirtless and running. 2 things that are not allowed out here at Tiger Field, if I'm not mistaken. But we're going to keep it going regardless. He's bringing the vibes up. Hasn't been called off yet. So watching the first strike here, we do have a pinch hitter in, I believe. It's going to be the 34 of Lucas Pettingill, one of the best pitchers in the area, to say the least. He's looked really good for the Colt 45s. He had 7 strikeouts in the opener against this Peloteros team as this one hits the zone to bring the count to 0-1, or possibly 1-1, I believe. But he's batting in that DH spot tonight, or this inning, for Braden Chiarito. And Tyler Jones on deck. I believe it is a 1-1 count, but maybe we'll get confirmation, and it is. So a 1-1 count, 17-7, not 6 anymore, 17-7. The Colt 45s lead. They're up 10 on this Peloteros team as this one misses low for ball 2. 2-1 count now. Lucas Pettingill getting his first opportunity as a pitcher to swing the bat, at least that I've seen. I haven't seen him at the plate as of yet. But, yeah, just an incredibly impressive pitching group and coaching staff, obviously, with Eric Winchester helping with that. And Pettingill gets all of it, and he might hit one out, too. Back-to-back, it's gone into the street. And that is back-to-back home runs, number 5 on the night for the Reading Colt 45s. Just a few pitches after Andrew Morris, 3rd on the night. Lucas Pettingill, the designated hitter and the pitcher, takes 1 yard, and Tyler Jones is there to greet him and tip the helmet. 18-7, the Colt 45s lead. Goodness gracious, and I feel like Tyler Jones has got some got some nerves now. He's got some shoes to fill. He's got to keep the streak going because, you know, D'Amico Parker is looking for the opportunity to take 1 yard as he is on deck as well. We know Tyler Jones can take him yard. I don't think I've yet to see it while calling the game, but I have heard he's hit a couple out this season, I believe, or at least one in one of the games that the great Jacob Green has called. And again, just a reminder, he will be back not tomorrow, but next weekend for this series. Every ad that is sold, he will be out there for those. And I will be the one taking a little hiatus, unfortunately. And I will be missing you guys, of course, but as this one, Jones ducks out of the way of, and back-to-back home runs again. 2-0 count now. We have seen 5 home runs tonight, 1 from D'Amico Parker, 1 just there from pinch hitter and pitcher Lucas Pettingill, and 3 from Andrew Mora. And those 2 of those 3 being grand slams. And he has hit 1 to left, 1 hard right, and 1 to right center. As this one just misses to bring the count to 3-0. And an opportunity to work a walk is Tyler Jones here. He has singled twice, struck out looking, and been hit by a pitch. So if he can get a free 90 feet again, I don't think he would mind. As this one misses low, and it will be a 4-pitch walk issued from David Tanner to Tyler Jones. 18-7 with 1 out away is the score in the bottom of the 7th inning here. And we are going to get a courtesy runner for Tyler Jones so we can get that catching gear back on and keep this game moving along. It'll be the number 21, Jet Hattori, another pitcher doing some pinch running because why not? And he gets a little slap on the top of the helmet from the first base coach for the Colt 45s. And it's now going to be D'Amico Parker's turn, who has walked, homered, flown out to left, and grounded out. As he checks swings here, doesn't matter, finds the zone. Good-looking pitch there from Tanner, finding its way in the bottom corner. As this one misses just low, and it will even up the count for ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Runner on first in Jet Hattori via the 4-pitch walk issued to Tyler Jones. And Tyler Zanheiser on deck will be pinch hitting in that Mark Anthony Carroll spot again. Not in the field, a big cut and a miss there by DJ Parker to bring the count to 1-2. And I'm not entirely sure if he prefers D'Amico or DJ. Try to alternate and call them both, but going by the roster is never a bad thing. But he committed to play Division II baseball just about a month ago as well. And check swing, they say he went. It is going to be a strikeout swinging and a good-looking pitch there again, freezing up David Tanner for out number 2. Or DJ Parker, however, via the pitch from David Tanner. And now it will be Tyler Zanheiser. But DJ Parker committed about a month ago to play for, I believe it's called Hawaii Pacific in Hawaii, which is pretty cool, a Division II NCAA team. I've had a teammate myself that's played at that school before, soccer, of course, not quite baseball, for a semester, I believe. But a very cool campus, and over on the islands. So, soon to be an island boy, DJ Parker. And Tyler Zanheiser just committed a few weeks ago, soon to be an Oklahoma boy, as he committed to play Division II baseball as well, as this one hits the zone to even up the count 1-1. And so some high-tier baseball out here, on both sides of the ball, of course. If I knew where everyone played, I would surely give them nods, as far as the other teams, of course. But recent commits are always going to get priority here on the call, as this one misses just low. 2-1 now the count. Zanheiser's second attempt. He flew out to center on his last at-bat. He got all of it, but not enough to go out. Again, 406 in deep center field by that American flag and Colt 45 flag, which is at a total sit still as he'll foul this one back. Again, probably the nicest night as far as no wind, and up here in the booth with all the papers and the computer and obviously just the microphone sitting just a couple inches away from my face, you don't want to hear too much wind just blowing and interfering. So kind of the most perfect night for some baseball, and we got plenty of it. So rapidly approaching the three-hour mark of this ball game. It has sped up quite a bit, but for a second I thought we were going to have a five-hour ball game after that first 2 innings that went about an hour and 20. And we've got a full count now and a payoff pitch pending in this Tanner versus Zanheiser right-on-right competition. Little battle here. Runner on first, 2 outs away. It's still Hattori on first. Zanheiser now digging in, rocking the black Adidas cleats, runner going, and check swing. They're going to sit him down. They're going to say it hit the zone as well. Got him looking. Zanheiser frozen up again. That's back-to-back. DJ Parker and Zanheiser check swing. Say they go, and that is going to be out number three. That will retire the side. We are now heading to the top of the eighth inning. The Colt 45 still lead 10. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Thank you again to Alex Parker for giving us the production call there. KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online, kcnrradio.com. Make my job just a little bit easier. He does a great job there with production, him and David Wiley both. Couldn't do it without them, and obviously the entire team out here with KCNR Radio. Again, just a great opportunity to be out here with everyone. At Tiger Field, we are now in the top of the eighth inning. Colt 45s are up 11. I may have said 10 at the end of that last inning. I forgot back-to-back home runs. They lead 18-7 in a game that has been all theirs from the get-go. And now Cade Robertson will be up the left field or the right fielder in last night's contest. He'll be up pinch hitting for Wazelchuk in this three spot. Left-handed batter. And another relief pitcher coming in after a few innings of great work from Blake Schwert is going to be Tyler Shepard out of Chico, California, playing for Simpson University. Of course, I should have known that. Silly me, I've definitely called a game with him pitching, and he will get a three-pitch strikeout, or rather, strike one. I was about to say, what did I miss? I looked like he was walking back, Cade Robertson. So it's a 1-1 count. I was about to say, I definitely saw first ball. But I fell asleep up here in the booth real quick, and a big swing and a miss again. The fastball, the heater's coming from Tyler Shepard. Tyler Shepard, a bigger guy as well, like we saw with Austin Pasma. Tyler Shepard sitting at 6'205". Not as tall, but he's got a lot of power behind his throw. Southpaw out of Chico, California, playing for Simpson University, my current school and soon-to-be alma mater. Big swing and a miss. Three cuts coming from Cade Robertson, and Shepard wins that battle for strike or for out number one. And now due up will be the number one shortstop tonight of Cruz Lopez. And Cruz Lopez has played pretty solid. Not much hit to him at short here tonight, but last night he did a great job. And this Pelotero's team is going to be disappointed to go home with nothing but three losses, a handful of losses, one in each hand and one in the pocket. But this game isn't over yet. They are down 11, though, and they are running out of time, just five outs remaining as this one's fouled back for strike one. Tyler Shepard, southpaw. This is, I believe, the first left-on-left battle we've seen as well as the one left-handed pitcher that came in that second inning did not face a left-hand bat. Maybe he did. I'm not sure. On this side of things, this is the first left-on-left battle between Cruz Lopez and Tyler Shepard, southpaw of Chico. Here's the 0-1. Swung on hard. It's going to go high towards left field for Tyler Zanheiser, who's going to give chase, get under it, and make the squeeze for out number two. Easy play. Not entirely sure when he came in again. Him and Tyson Bragg do look relatively similar from, 120 yards away. So not entirely sure when he came in. Maybe it was when I thought he did when he came in batting in that fifth inning for Mark Anthony Carroll, but I'm still confused. Tyson Bragg was still batting. Maybe Tyson Bragg was just pinch hitting and Sanheiser was subbed in. But regardless, two outs are away, and it's going to be Miller up to the plate. Miller on the night has been hit by a pitch, and he came around to score. He's doubled. He struck out looking, and he's reached via the fielder's choice as he will swing and miss at this one for strike one. And again, quickly approaching 3 hours in this ballgame. It's about textbook what we see out here at Tiger Field. Usually a little bit over 3 hours. I think last night went about 3 hours and 20 minutes, more or less. Right around there sounds about right in a longer ball game. But tonight, again, after about a 90-minute first two innings, thought it was going to be a lot longer, but it's made quick work since. And definitely a barn burner. Colt 45 is still up 11 as this one's fouled hard and deep into the parking lot over the first base dugout of the Cal State Peloteros, who are unfortunately probably just ready to go home at this point. Top of the eighth inning, two outs away, runners on, no runners on, sorry, one ball and two strikes. 18-7, the Colts lead, and they're looking for win number 24 on the campaign. 24-3 would be as this one just must slip out of the hand entirely of Tyler Shepard, about 10 feet over the head of Tyler Jones coming out of the stretch. Little unlucky there. Sweaty hands, or just lost grip of the seams on that baseball. So now two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Top of the eighth inning. Down to the last few outs here is the Peloteros, barring a miracle, which we've seen crazier at Tiger Field. Maybe not, actually. 11 runs is quite a bit. And again, it looks like Tyler Shepard just with a big sigh. It looks like the ball just kind of slipping out of his hands. Some wipe his hands. So that will fill the count as this one gets away from him as well down in the dirt. And Jones, no threat, just kind of hobbles over the ball. 3-2, he's got a fresh baseball now. Shouldn't be too much sweat on it. Here's the full count payoff, and he misses high, and that will be a walk on the full count for Miller, and he has issued a free 90 feet. And staying alive is the Peloteros, keeping this game going as it is about half full now at Tiger Field, as a lot of people have decided to call it a night due to the score, which will happen. That'll happen at any level. You'll see crowds start to clear out in games that are either easily handled or games that are just simply abysmal to watch, possibly, for home teams. But you don't see that much with the Colt 45s. They've done really well this campaign again. They only have three losses, two of them being by one run as well. So close games, as this one's going to get fouled straight back into the lot. And just a few feet away from a truck. And when it hits the cement, it almost sounds just as bad as hitting a truck, because you realize, if that did hit a vehicle there, you realize how bad it sounds just off the cement. Imagine it hitting a car or a truck. But that's strike one, nonetheless. It's going to be for Hackney, the catcher. He's done really well tonight behind the dish as well. Him and Jones both, as Jones collects that one off to the side for ball one. Evens up the count, 1-1. That's the 44 versus 44 matchup. Lefty on righty. Shepard versus, as this one's fouled straight back, Shepard versus Hackney. Into the lot yet again, 1-2 count now. Runner on first, two outs. It's Miller on first being held on by Mora. No pickoff attempt yet, but with a left-handed pitcher, you got to be more worried about it. As this one's roped towards left field, Sanheiser giving chase to it, and it's going to be at least a double here, and holding at third, and a stand-up double there from Hackney, the catcher, for the Peloteros, and it keeps the inning alive. Runners now in scoring position on second and third with two outs away in an 11-run ballgame. As coming up here now is Mickle, the center fielder. On the night, Mickle has walked, singled to come around and score, singled again. So he's got two singles, a walk, and a strikeout swinging. This is his fifth attempt, which is hard to believe. Five at-bats coming from the Peloteros. I mean, they have scored seven runs, but it's just been outshined by this incredible Colt 45's offense. As this one misses low in the dirt from Shepard. Again, just a little bit of command issues coming from Shepard. Nothing too crazy. Nothing to worry about yet. but you want to save the as many arms as you can for tomorrow's game coming up against the Yuba Sutter Stripers, as this one's hit straight up into the air, way up there. Deegan Paulos giving chase and making the squeeze for out number three. That will end the top of the eighth inning, a fly out to the four position. Deegan Paulos, the Pelotarian, they do not score, will airs on one hit. It still remains 18-7, the Oracle 45 lead. They head down for their last ups at the bottom of the eighth. Tonight's Reading 45's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. Reading area, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit ReadingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to your field here. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, the last ups, barring a miracle for your Reading Gold 45s. It's going to be Deegan Paulos, followed by the top of the lineup, Adrian Lopez, pinch hitting for Timmy Ayers, and then Tyson Bragg. Should they continue, Preston Conklin might get his last opportunity, as we have a new pitcher in relief for the Peloteros. Might as well clear out the bullpen, as it is the last game of the weekend for them and the last of the series as well. The Colt 45s will win all three should it end as is. And with them leading by 11, you wouldn't expect anything less. Again, those first two innings, I mean, 16 runs in two innings, two grand slams, three home runs total in those first two innings, five home runs on the night after back-to-back, one from D'Amico Parker and one from Andrew Mora again. Just incredible stuff. Or not D'Amico Parker, rather, Lucas Pettingill. D'Amico Parker does have himself one, but it was Lucas Pettingill backing up Andrew Mora's last home run in the seventh inning. Now we're in the bottom of the eighth. Relief pitchers are going to be number nine for the Cal State Peloteros. See if we can get a name to you.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning with 4-5.
And it is going to be Deegan Paulos, who on the night has struck out looking, flown out, walked, and flown out. So flown out to second and flown out to right. He's looking to do just a little bit better here, see if he can get on. And no name available for, at least to match the numbers. Not entirely sure who's up there on the mound. But it is number nine, nonetheless, for the Cal State Peloteros, for anyone listening who does know the numbers. Right-handed pitcher. Just misses the zone for ball two on Paulos. Two-0 count, nobody on, nobody out. First at bat here at the bottom of the eighth. The last chance for Colt 45s to add any insurance runs if they feel necessary or just stat pat a little bit. They are up 11. 18-7 is the score here. And plunking Deegan Paulos, it's been about every single game, and he's going to really feel that one. Down on his hands and knees there. Probably took the wind out of him, hitting him straight between the shoulders down on the spine. And probably definitely going to get a courtesy runner here. Still laying on the ground. A fastball taken right on the back. And it might be a minute here. Bob Anderson and the first base coach and third base coach all going to check on him. And pitcher's coach takes a village here. Hopefully he'll be okay. But unfortunately, there's not much they can do either. He just wore that one straight between the back, and I'm 99% sure that every game I've called here this season tonight, or this campaign this season, Deegan Paulos, that Deegan Paulos has played in, or even batted once, he's been hit by a pitch. He will be able to get up on his own and stand on his 2 feet and walk it off, but definitely a smaller guy, and that doesn't feel good to anyone, but courtesy runner will be the number 13 for the Colt 45s. That is Roman Brown, who was the catcher behind the dish last night for Nate Sheriff and Co. It's now a runner on first after a hit by pitch. And now two up again. Pinch hitting will be Adrian Lopez, or not necessarily pinch hitting. He's a substitute playing third, Adrian Lopez. So maybe it was Timmy Ayers who made his way out after that Mark Anthony Carroll incident. But I'm assuming he's still out in right field, but just batting in that spot is Lopez. So now runner on first, no one out. As this one nearly hits Lopez, and the runner will go, and safe standing up is going to be Rowan Brown for ball one. And some early command issues for number 9 of the Peloteros here. Got time to turn it around, but just 3 outs expected here to retire the side. And we got one ball away here. This one's fouled back at the screen, evens up the count. 1-1. Where it's actually going to be called. This one's fouled back at the screen, so I'm assuming I'm right and the scoreboard's wrong, but you never know with me. Check swing down in the dirt, didn't go. And it should be 2-1 now. I'm pretty sure that ball was fouled back. At least scoreboard says 3-0, but we will get it to you momentarily, or maybe it's 3-1. There's at least one strike as that ball was fouled back. And we are going to see 2-1 there. That's right. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. Swung on hard there, and second baseman is able to make the play. That'll be Miller for the 4-3 putout, but going another 90 feet is going to be Rowan Brown. So that's out number one here, and chance again just to add some insurance runs. Miller finds Smith on the 4-3. Just a little chopper coming in from Adrian Lopez, and now it's going to be Tyson Bragg, the left-handed batter, who is still in the lineup. So he's somewhere out there in the field, folks, but it is not left field, at least the last inning. It was Tyler Zanheiser. So not entirely sure where Tyson Bragg is playing right now. Like I said, maybe he moved up to, well, Conklin's at short, and at third is Adrian Lopez now. So it's hard to say if it's out in right field or if it's going to be, or if he's possibly did get subbed out for Zanheiser and he's just pinch hitting here, but he's in the same position he has been. So called strike there, and it will even up the count. 1-1, one ball, one strike, one out away. Runner on third in due to the hit-by-pitch by Deegan Paulos, the courtesy runner in Rowan Brown. Left-handed batter, Tyson Bragg. Swing and a miss there. Brings the count to 1-2. Bragg on the night has walked twice. He's doubled. He has grounded out, and he has struck out. So essentially 1-for-3, but he's reached 3 times. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Pitcher kicks and deals the 1-2, finds the zone, and rung up again looking is Tyson Bragg for out number 2. And now due up is Preston Conklin, and it could be the last at-bat for the Colt 45s tonight. And here in the booth, we have just hit the 3-hour mark, 3 hours through this ballgame, 4 outs remaining in it, barring the most incredible ninth inning comeback I've ever seen in my life. Never say never, though, as this one is going to miss for ball 1 on Conklin. Conklin on the night for his last at-bat. He walked, he flew out to center, he singled, and he flew out twice, once to right and once to third base, which was less of a flyout, more of just incredible pick off the ground coming from third baseman. That was McKinnon. He'd be looking to do that again. Just an incredible grab. He may have been substituted, McKinnon, actually. I think he was substituted, McKinnon, by Crosby Pilgrim as this one swung on back to the pitcher number 9, and he will just give the underhand toss. So stranding one is Colt 45s. The 1-3 putout retires the side. We are heading to the ninth inning. 3 outs will do it for the Colt 45s. It will sweep the series, and they will take their 10th win in a row. But for now, there's still hope for the Peloteros. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24-7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in the Redding area. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California for the last time tonight. The top of the ninth inning, Colt 45's lead by a score of 18-7, and it's going to be Tyler Shepard expected to finish this game and complete the series sweep. 10 wins in a row will be for the Colt 45's, bring their record up to an impressive, astounding 24-3. Due up is going to be Crosby Pilgrim at the pinch hitter spot. And I'm assuming he's at third base now, and followed by probably someone new in the designated hitter spot as well. But as of right now, it's Elisawi, and then the top lineup in Smith. And just real quick, hits for the Colt 45s tonight, 14. They have 18 runs. Hits for the Cal State Peloteros, 17. They have 7 runs. So that is the story there. We'll get all the stats to you at the end of the game here. 3 outs away, most likely. As this first pitch swinging by Pilgrim is going to be grabbed by Adrian Lopez and missing the throw there and getting second for free will be Crosby Pilgrim. So it will be a single by Pilgrim on the E5, and he will make his way to second as that one carrying back to the dugout. Adrian Lopez's first play over there at the hot corner on third as he subbed in just about the fifth or sixth inning, but nothing really coming his way. Preston Conklin at third, probably John Adams saying, I would have made that play if I was over there. But it's all jokes and laughs, considering they're up by 11. But that ball missed Andrew Mora by a few feet and goes back into the dugout, so double play goes away as well. And it'll be a new pinch hitter for the Peloteros. And that's going to be the number 11 of Levi Van Patten, who we saw pinch hit a couple times last night as well. Well, he'll get one opportunity here tonight as he'll hit this one up into foul territory. Andrew Mora giving chase to it and not able to make the grab. It will fall for strike one. It'll even up the count 1-1. Runner on second still, 0 outs away in this top of the ninth inning. And the home plate umpire might need a few more baseballs to get through this game. But other than that, not much in the way of putting this away for good. Shepard with the pitch. Misses just low and in. Or low and out, rather, on the left-handed batter. 2-1 count now. Swung on hard. It's going to go straight up into the air. It's probably going to sit right around shallow right. Second baseman, Deegan Paulos, or probably a substitute now after Deegan Paulos was hit by that pitch. Looks a little bit taller. Get you that name if possible. Is able to make the squeeze, and runner will be held on second in Crosby Pilgrim. So that is out number 1 out of 3 needed to retire the side. It looks like it might be the number 11 there of Evan Fraser, which would make sense, even though he is a pitcher. We saw Blake Short come in for Deegan Paulos yesterday. Dean Apollo's just getting the rough end of the stick yet again. A lot of hit by pitches and not much he can do about it there. But hopefully he'll be okay. Smith, the left-handed batter here tonight for his last attempt. Runner going. Tyler Jones for the attempt misses high, and a runner will come around and score off that. And a little bit of frustration for Jones. That will be the E2 bringing that run across. And he's done that twice tonight, unfortunately, once towards second and right there towards third. It could have happened a third time as well, but Preston Conklin did a great job keeping the ball in front of him and just scooping it off the ground off a wild throw from Jones again. But very tough thing to do. It's 18-8 now, 10-run game. And it's a 2-0 count as well. As this one's fouled straight back.
That foul ball brought to you by Wind River Resort Casino. It's their entertainment floor.
This one fouled back. 2-1 count now on Smith. 18-8 is the score of this ball game. And the number 44, Tyler Shepard, getting his second full inning, just two outs away from retiring the side again. 10th win in a row. This one's hit hard towards right fielder and at the wall, giving a bounce off the Moose sign up there. And it's going to be a stand-up double there for Smith. And a good-looking one at that. He got all that one, really roped it over the head there of right fielder. I'm assuming that'll still be Timmy Ayers. It's either that or Tyson Bragg did move out there into right field off that substitution. So Timmy Ayers found his spot after Mark Anthony Carroll made his way out, shifted over, he was substituted out there. Now with Palace out, Fraser will be at second. And misses high here. Fraser on Floyd. Again, Floyd on the night. He has doubled, singled, struck out twice, or doubled, singled twice, and struck out twice. So his fifth at-bat here, or sixth at-bat, rather. He's got an opportunity here. One ball, no strikes. Swings hard at this one. Into center field, D'Amico Parker giving chase and able to make the squeeze, and holding on second is going to be Smith. So the 1-0 swinging flies out to center fielder Parker. And now just one out away in this ball game. Before it is retired, and the Colt 45s emerge victorious yet again for win number 24 on the campaign out of 27 games played. But as good as you could ask, not quite perfect, but pretty dang close. And again, those two of those three losses by just one run, and I believe the other one was only by three. Left-handed batter again, it'll be Cade Robertson who struck out his last at-bat. It will be his final attempt of the night. Right on second, scoring position, two outs away. This first one by Shepard misses for ball one. And this one misses low as well to bring the count to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes out here. It's 3 hours and 10 minutes to this ball game, and it could be it here. Big swing coming in there from Robertson, swinging at something high there from Shepard, and misses. Probably looking for something else, but like the attempt. Two balls, one strike, two outs, runner on second. 18-8 is the current score of this ball game. 16 of the 18 runs from the Colt 45s coming in the first two innings, eight in each of those, as this one's fouled back, and down to his last strike is Robertson and his Pelotero's team. And it will be a long ride home for the Pelotoros, either tonight or tomorrow. And Tyler Shepard, the left-handed pitcher, looking to put the game away here for good. Down to their last strike. Could he get the punch out to retire the side? Southpaw kicks and deals. Here's the pitch, misses just high. And building and building and building. Just like I said, some cinema out here at the ballpark. We got a full count now. Just adding to the theatrics, either a walk on a full count, or we will see you tomorrow night. Full count here. Here's Shepard's delivery, swing and a miss, and that will be the ball game. no better way to end it. 8-18, the Colt 45s get the job done, and they emerge victorious, a series sweep against the Cal State Peloteros. 3-0, the Colt 45s have now won 10 straight. How about that from them, thanks to 5 home runs tonight? Get some stats to you guys real quick on the night. Momentarily, for the Colt 45s, they had 18 runs on 14 hits, 5 errors, or 5 home runs, only 3 errors made on the defensive side of things, and then 6 left on base, much better than the 11 left on base last night. But yeah, 18 runs on 14 hits, 5 home runs, 3 from Mora, 1 from pitcher Pettingill, and 1 from D'Amico Parker, 2 grand slams coming from Andrew Mora as well. And on the other side of things, 8 runs coming across and 12 left on base on 18 hits from the Cal State Peloteros, or 17 hits rather. So 17 hits, 8 runs, 12 left on base, and a pretty evenly matched game on everything except for the scoreboard. 0 errors from the Peloteros as well. So just an incredible game. Nonetheless, Colt 45s get the job done thanks to those first 2 innings. Again, 5 home runs on the night, 2 grand slams, and 3 home runs total from the main man, Andrew Mora, batting in that cleanup position. I'm sure we'll see him there tomorrow and next weekend as well. As on the night, we will not be on the call tomorrow. Actually, I just got word, unfortunately. But no worries there. If you would like to come out and watch, 7:15 again, same time, first pitch against the Yuba Sutter Stripers. It will be a 1-game contest as far as the series goes before getting a couple days off before the Colt 45s head back for a series. Again, special thank you to everyone. Alex Parker in the production. David Wiley for all his help as well. Thank you to everyone tuning in and listening. The Colt 45s win this one 18-8. It has been a pleasure calling with you guys here tonight. Again, special thank you to KCNR Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online. That is it here from Tiger Field tonight. The winning pitcher is going to be Austin Pasma, followed by Blake Short and Tyler Shepard putting on a great performance. Losing pitcher is going to be Williams and company for the Peloteros. They have a long ride back. They drop all 3 games to the Colt 45s, but most teams have so far this season. Again, Colt 45s improved to 24-3, and just an incredible performance. So continue to get the job done. And we will see you guys out here next weekend on the radio call, but they do play tomorrow again, 7:15 in a 1-game series for Sunday. Thank you guys so much for listening. The final score here from Tiger Field and Spencer Schlenge, the Cal State Peloteros 8 and your Redding Colt 45s 18. Thank you, everyone. Great night and drive safe.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke, we've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Accordingly.
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to reddinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You take that 14-point MOU and you throw it away. And you start to make the Iranians understand that we are not equals in this fight at all. Because what you just said, we've decimated their military forces. We were able to penetrate at will.
So that is Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who was in charge of Ukraine for a while. He's got great knowledge of the area, 40 years in uniform, now retired, but a Fox News contributor. With me right now is Rebecca Heinrich, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. And we're pretty much, I wanted to bump in on that, or Eric picked it out perfectly. And that's because the MOU has really been a hindrance. I guess it stopped the violence and gave us a plan. But if you look at what it says, it allowed Iran to interpret it as we're going to control the strait.
Yeah, I would say that the MOU didn't really allow us to do anything. I don't really see any practical benefit from the MOU. I think that there was this idea that if there was an MOU that you would give maybe insurance companies confidence to get ships through the strait, but the Iranians never cooperated with the MOU and never even had the same understanding as the United States on multiple provisions in the MOU. In particular, the Iranians thought that the MOU granted them management of the strait. So the Iranians continue to say, we've got management of the strait. It only says that we can't toll for 60 days, but we still have management of the strait. That's why they keep shooting into the strait, because ships are going around they're around their corridor, and they're going through the American-led corridor along Oman. And I think the other bad thing about the MOU, Brian, was that it immediately gave the Iranians sanctions relief. So they had money coming in, and who was buying Iranian oil that they were now permitted to sell? The Chinese. And so I think it was a mistake, and looks like the president is coming around to that conclusion because of his remarks that he just made in Ankara.
And how about his response? Instead of proportional, he say, no, no, it's disproportional.
Yeah.
You hit us once, we hit you 90 times. 90 yeah. times, and then 70 the day before.
Yeah, this looks to me more like the president had targets already on a list. Remember Admiral Cooper? He's the commander of Central Command. We used to see him almost daily during the beginning of Operation Epic Fury, and then we haven't seen him since the supposed ceasefire. But I guarantee you Admiral Cooper has had a comprehensive list of targets that he still wanted to hit should he be given the authorization to do that. So it does look like the president is now saying, look, let's further degrade what the Iranians are using to coerce the strait.
Rebecca, I know it's easier said than done, but I understand that there's been years where people have devised military plans to take and hold the strait. So I think the only way to keep oil prices down and make sure they don't manage the strait is let us manage it. So what we would have to do militarily in order to take control of that strait, we'd have to back up missile and drone launchers further enough, further back that we could either take them out of the sky and give these merchant ships faith that they could get through the strait, that we have their back, right?
I think that's right. And I think that the U.S. taking control of it, when we say that, of course, we're not saying that we would that we ourselves would toll it. What we're saying is that we would be the ones that are securing it. Exactly. And then once the United States does that, you have to dislodge all these IRGC coastal defenses along the banks there and in these tunnels. But then after you do that, you have the Marines that secure these areas, these particular islands. Almost certainly Karg Island. Of course, we talked about that quite a bit. It would be temporary, but as President Trump said, look, I liked his comment where he essentially said, we can do what we need to do. The Iranians can't really do anything because of how significantly we've degraded their military thus far. But then what I would like to see is that once the United States has secured the strait, you turn it over to a multinational coalition of other countries that are in the region and have a lot more at stake in the strait, including the Europeans. Yes, the Europeans, which have said, they want to do it. They just don't want to be co-combatants in an act of war. But I think once the United States, only we can, remember in the beginning of Project Freedom, Secretary Hegseth gave a great defense of it. And so did Secretary Rubio, where he said, we are the only country that can do this. This is why we do it. We establish freedom of the seas and we defend it. And then we can turn it over to our allies to take control of it after we secure it. I think that's the direction we have to go.
So here is the pushback, General Wesley Clark, Cut 11.
They still got an enormous missile capacity. They're going to be very hard to move on giving up their nuclear capacity. So I think we're in for quite a struggle here.
So he believes they have a capacity left. Now, what they did to Kuwait, Bahrain, and Jordan was totally ineffective. I understand only one person was injured, got hit by falling shrapnel. So what do you think they have left?
I mean, it looks like I try to gather all of the public sort of intelligence information that comes out, and it looks like the consensus is we probably took out 70 to 80% of their missile force. That means they have, 20% or so left over. And that's why I think that if the United States were to actually reengage on some more robust military operation, you would see these, 80 targets we'd hit, 90 targets we'd hit. We'd try to further degrade their missile capacity so that if we do land Marines, put them on the ground, they're not going to be exposed to missile fire. But to your point, Brian, I think this is really important. The other reason that the United States cannot let this go on this way is because these Arab Gulf states sided with the United States and Israel when we were the ones taking care of business. But if we're going to sort of back out and not retaliate with overwhelming force, these Gulf states are going to hedge against us. I mean, this is about the United States being a good ally and making sure that these people can bet on us and don't start to hedge away.
So do you know, I don't know if you can confirm this, but Benjamin Hall said that it looks like the Gulf states took part in the bombing operation and blowing up the train tracks, transportation in and out of what they were using going out of Russia and China. As you know, they border both those countries. Have you heard that too?
So, I mean, there's some speculation online. I mean, I if I had to put money on a country and say it's probably that country, it's probably the UAE. The UAE, we do know, is one of the Gulf states that did retaliate offensively against Iran. And the UAE is livid that the Iranians continue to fire on these Gulf countries. And I've been hearing from my credible sources in the region too that they're livid at the Russians for defending the Iranians, because the UAE has wanted to be this global, banking center, and they wanted to kind of be neutral in all these different conflicts. And they told, and the Russians do a lot of business with the UAE, and they told the Russians, do not side with the Iranians, and they did. So the UAE is very, very frustrated, and it would not surprise me at all if it was UAE that retaliated.
Well, number one, they do have control of Iranian money in their banks.
Yep.
So what is it going to take, and what is the downside of freezing the money that they put in there to basically hide? And a lot of their so-called Iranian elites have money there.
Oh, I mean, I think that they should do it. I mean, I think at this point, their argument would be, I don't think it's a good argument, but their argument would be, we want to be neutral. We don't want countries to think that there's a risk if you invest in our country, you have money in our country. But obviously, everybody should understand that there is a risk that if you're going to be an aggressor in the region, that your money's going to be at risk of these countries freezing it in their banks. So I think clearly the UAE should freeze that money and not permit the Iranians to have it. They have frozen some, so has Qatar. The Iranians shouldn't think that they've got money safe anywhere.
So let's go to Ukraine. So I was struck by how friendly the president and respectful he was to Zelensky and vice versa. And the one thing the president likes, and I was talking to an esteemed general last night, he likes the fact that Ukraine's winning. And he says, instead of feeling like it's hopeless and this guy just wants me to pour money into a state that's going to fail, he's just go and cut a deal. I think he understands, and I think he's been briefed by his intelligence services, that the damage they're doing to the refineries is real. The fact that they're mass-producing their own long-range missiles 1,500 miles away. You were in Ukraine 3 weeks ago. So what's the reality?
Well, remember we talked about this where I was like, you know what? As soon as the president gets his briefing on how well the Ukrainians are doing, he's going to see that they're a winner and that they can contribute to our security. And so, yeah, I was very pleased. I was not shocked by it, but I was very pleased to see President Trump so warm towards Zelensky. They traded jokes in Ankara. And now the United States is going to be collaborating with them to some degree on drone production.
We need them.
We need them. And it's not even just about learning how the Ukrainians build drones. People can figure out how to build drones. It's how the Ukrainians have figured out how to adapt on the battlefield and reiterate how they're doing it against a peer adversary like Russia. I mean, they're the only country within our alliance architecture that has fought Russia recently. So there's so much that we can learn from the Ukrainians. President Trump likes to bet on the winner. And I think Ukraine has demonstrated that it's winning and it wants to be a team player for us.
So when they need us, patriots.
Yeah.
And they can't. The one thing is, Kyiv's been targeted. They go for apartment buildings, and you have Ukraine going for refineries. So they want to kill civilians. Don't let anyone tell you different. And Ukraine just wants to stop the war machine. So having said that, they now have licenses to build Patriots, or it's officially coming soon. But I was listening to the experts, which I am not, and they say it's going to be about a year between the components and the construction and the instruction. How do you feel about it?
So there's always like on paper what people say. If you just look at how long it takes Lockheed Martin to build these things, and even if Lockheed builds them in Ukraine, it's going to take about that long. But then there's but if people have the real political will, can we not find the component parts and get the supply chain where it needs to be to go faster? So I've heard a little bit of like rumblings that Poland might be able to help with some of these things to try to get Lockheed Martin the parts and pieces that it needs to go faster in Ukraine. So I'm hopeful that everybody understands that this is an emergency. Ukraine needs to have Patriots. They're doing great on drone defense. The only thing that they cannot defend against is the missiles that Russia is firing at civilian targets. When I was in Ukraine, I was struck by how important the Patriot is for the people of Ukraine to have confidence to go to work and send their kids to school. I mean, it's much like the Israeli, Iron Dome. They need confidence that they're going to be protected. So this is an emergency. It cannot take 3, 4, 5 years. It needs to be immediate.
Right. Remember a year and a half to train a pilot, to pick a pilot, to learn to fly one F-15 that they may or may not get. Those were the Biden dragging things out. We don't have that type of time. So I also was encouraged by this. The president talked to Vladimir Putin on Saturday. He likes to call right before a Ukrainian meeting. And at the end of it, evidently the report was he was frustrated, Vladimir Putin. What have you heard about that meeting? Because usually he feels as though he wins President Trump over, not this time.
No, Putin seems very frustrated. I mean, he's got oligarchs that are now publicly speaking about how badly the Russian economy is doing. He is losing thousands and thousands of Russians on the battlefield. You have a small country that was supposed to lose right away, I mean, winning on the battlefield. I mean, Ukrainians are killing more Russians and the Russians are killing Ukrainians.
They say one Ukraine dies for every six Russians.
Yeah. I mean, and we should not, lose sight of the fact that these are still just a lot of Ukrainians that are dying too. And the Ukrainians are so, they're war weary, but at the same time, they have such incredible national resolve. And these people are not going
to
be
educated.
They have
nowhere to go. Where are they going? Yeah.
They have nowhere to go. And when I was there, the other thing I was so impressed by that Americans should be able to relate to too, incredible patriotism. They're defending hearth and home and their own freedom. And so really inspiring greater sense of national cohesion and identity. And so the Russians are clearly very frustrated. And here's the other thing. The Russians still only fear the United States. We want the Europeans to do more. Absolutely. And we want the Europeans are. They're the ones that are supplying weapons to Ukraine. They're buying them from America. But it still comes down to, is the United States still backing Ukraine? Because that's what the Russians fear. We're the only ones that can be the backstop for Ukrainians.
And when we equivocate, they get hardened and they fight harder.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And when the United States is strong and demonstrates that the Russians are not going to prevail, you move closer to peace. I mean, if the Russians think that the United States might back out or might not support Ukraine, that emboldens the Russians.
So this is so interesting. So people at home who say, I'm tired of you talking about this war. Well, imagine if you were fighting it and Ukrainians didn't want this war. There's not one Ukrainian who said, I hope we fight Russia. Not one. But now, not only are they not losing ground, but in Crimea, it's almost uninhabitable, according to reports, because they've just rained down rockets and drones, and their summer on the beach in that resort town is not coming to fruition, is it?
No, it's not. And I love the Ukrainians always call, you know, the Russian occupied territories temporarily occupied territories, because Ukrainians might say, look, we might get a ceasefire now, but all of these Ukrainian territories that the Russians have taken, we want them back someday, if not soon, eventually. And so, I mean, the Russians are, I mean, if you just look at the big picture, NATO has expanded because of this war. I've got two new, Finland and Sweden. And so, I mean, in any way you look at it, the Russians have not succeeded.
Now, every one of the countries is now spending more in their military. Look at now Germany is the second biggest contributor to their defense, taking the place of Britain. So now they're putting $93 billion into their defense. That's unheard of for them. Now, we're at $1 trillion, roughly.
Yeah, we're at $1 trillion, but that's...
We need to be 1.5.
We need to be at 1.5, and remember, I mean, that's about 5% of our GDP. So if you look at each nation's GDP, that's kind of the more important metric than to look at exactly the numbers that they're spending. But look, like, you know, I'm from rural Ohio. When I go back and talk to my friends back home, I say the reason this matters so much is because the Russians actually hate us. We're their number one adversary. It's the United States of America. And Russia wants to break up NATO because they think of NATO as being the United States' influence and prosperity as it relates to our forward projection, our relationship with Europe. And so we want to stop, we want to enable the Ukrainians to prevail, to stop the Russians there, because it creates less of a problem for us.
Do you believe that the Russians are playing a role helping Iran significantly?
I don't know the degree to which they're providing material support. They are blocking anytime somebody wants to put out any country wants to put out a statement or put out increased sanctions or anything like that. The Russians block it. So they don't want to condemn Iran. They're publicly supporting Iran. We do know earlier on that it looked like credible reporting that they were providing targeting to help the Iranians. What really worries me is those early drone strikes that where Iran successfully killed our warfighters on those bases with drones, that specific tactic was something that the Russians have learned to do against the Ukrainians. And so, I mean, I'm worried that the Russians have helped the Iranians so much so that they may be directly responsible for the death of
Americans.
Because
they know a lot about our bases.
They know a lot about our bases.
Rebecca Heinrich, thanks so much. Man, so intense. Senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Two hot spots, you know it all. Thanks so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Real talk, real guests, real insight. Where curiosity meets conversation. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Let's be honest, the math just isn't mathing between the grocery store and those skyrocketing insurance premiums. Even with a steady job, more families are being forced to rely on high-interest credit cards to cover expenses. If you're a homeowner carrying balances with interest rates in the 20s or even 30s, it's time to get some relief. Right now, mortgage rates are at a 3-year low, and American Financing is helping homeowners pay off that high-interest debt by using their home's equity. Their salary-based mortgage consultants build exit strategies from debt. They're saving their customers an average of $800 a month. Plus, if you start today, you may even delay the next two mortgage payments. There are no upfront fees or obligations to find out how much you can save. America's home for home loans is American Financing. American Financing. 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660. Or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Your medication for enlarged prostate is working. That's what you tell yourself. You're up 3 times a night instead of 5. The urgency is manageable. The stream's not great, but it's fine. That's the problem. Fine. Enlarged prostate, or BPH, doesn't pause because the medication takes the edge off. The prostate keeps growing. The bladder keeps working harder. And over time, those changes can be harder to reverse. But surgery? Not for you, right? Aquablation is not the surgery you're picturing. It's the only ultrasound-guided, robotic-assisted therapy for enlarged prostate. Don't wait until things become unbearable. Find an Aquablation urologist near you. Visit aquablation.com. Aquablation.com. That's aquablation.com. Visit aquablation.com. All surgical treatments carry risks and results may vary. Side effects may include, but are not limited to, urinary symptoms, mild pain, infection, or less frequently, urethral or rectal injury, or ejaculatory dysfunction. Aquablation therapy may not be right for everyone. Talk to your urologist to learn more.
The Fox News Books podcast returns for a third season with All American Patriotism, hosted by Fox and Friends weekend co-host Rachel Campos Duffy. Celebrate 250 years of America's greatness through the stories of service, family, and pride that encapsulates the American dream. Join Rachel as she highlights traditional American values that have been at the core of this nation for 250 years and will continue for the next 250. Follow and listen now at foxnewspodcast.com.
America, raise a glass to our 250th birthday with the Fox News Wine Shop, featuring limited edition USA 250 wines. Plus, get 20% off your first purchase with code FNRADIO20. And remember, wines are delivered straight to your door, so don't wait. Order now at foxnewswineshop.com and use code FNRADIO20 to save. 20% discount excludes wine club offers and cannot be combined with any other promotion. Expires July 31st, 2026. Must be 21 or older to order. Please drink responsibly. Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All early polling shows that Abdul is catching all the fire. All of the energy of the Democrat Party in Michigan is that Democrat Socialist of America with working parties kind of blend.
Would you rather go up against him?
We're going to beat them both. We just watched a debate recently. It was an absolute train wreck for them. It is about crazy versus common sense. We're offering a common sense agenda, a change agenda. That's why we think we're definitely going to win this thing. And Abdul, the crazier he gets, the more crazy he talks, the better he does in the Democrat primary.
Yeah, and by the way, he calls himself a doctor. I guess he does have a degree at Columbia, but he's not a doctor. And he got pressed on that, not being a doctor, on MS Now. That was Mike Rogers, who has locked up the nomination unopposed on the Republican side, almost beat Alyssa Slotnick to get it last time. Remember, Dave McCormick barely lost to Dr. Oz, came back and won that seat against an established Senator Casey, who had been there for decades, and his dad before that. I think that Mike Rogers got an easier road, and I do think that he can do it. I think there's much more logical people in Michigan. Here's Abdul El Sayed, unable to answer why he uses the term doctor. Cut 28.
Now, at the end of the day, it's not about whether or not I'm a physician or a doctor. The question is, can you see a doctor? It's not about my education. It's about whether or not your kid gets a good at education. So,
well,
I'm just not spending
time. That's a good
time.
Line, but people would say it's also about, did you tell the truth?
Well, I would say that I was the health director for the city of Detroit, and I've done more to provide more people health care or eliminate their medical debt than most doctors have done in their practice career.
Well, I say you did not tell the truth. And that's where they're trying to find out who to pick, who to run against. I think Rogers really wants against El Sayed. And I think he's a very bright guy. It's what he believes is the problem. It's not that he can't do the job, but it's what he would do if he got the job, which is scary. Now, Alyssa Slotnick could honestly say, and I'm not saying that she is, but she could say, I'm a moderate and I'm from the CIA. Abdul can't say that.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon,
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.